60 dead bugs on your windshield, an empty window squirter, and a wiper blade gone awry. Somewhere between where you are and where you're going, there's a Super 8. See you along the way.
Call 1-800-800-8000 or visit super8.com. All Super 8 motels are individually owned and operated.
Former Hershey syrup users are telling us why they switched to Rich Chocolate Ovaltine.
I was looking for something more nutritious for the kids because they drink a lot of chocolate milk. I never really thought about Ovaltine until we went to my mother-in-law's house. Now, that's all we drink. I even got my mom to try Ovaltine. She was a die-hard Hershey syrup person, and so she had to drink Rich Chocolate Ovaltine. She loved the Ovaltine taste. Now she drinks it, too.
Ovaltine. Try it for the nutrition. Keep buying it for the taste.
More Ovaltine, please!
You're listening to 1190 WLIB New York, the home of Air America Radio.
Air America Radio News, I'm Mike Piazza. A new report in the British journal Lancet says military medical personnel at the Arab Grave prison falsified records and otherwise collaborated in an abuse of Iraqi inmates. The records were altered to conceal homicides and signs of beatings, a serious breach of medical ethics. University of Minnesota professor Stephen Miles says military records show they falsified death certificates to cover up homicides, hid evidence of beatings, and revived a prisoner so he could be further tortured. He says Army officials stated that a physician and a psychiatrist helped design, approve, and monitor interrogations at Abu Ghraib. John Kerry wasted no time answering critics of his war record. Speaking before the International Association of Firefighters convention in Boston, the Democratic nominee blasted campaign ads questioning his honesty.
They're funded by hundreds of thousands of dollars from a Republican contributor out of Texas. They're a front for the Bush campaign. And the fact that the president won't denounce what they're up to tells you everything that you need to know. He wants them to do his dirty work.
A serious threat from Iran. Iran has informed British, French, and German officials it could produce weapons-grade uranium within a year and a nuclear weapon in 3 years or less. Undersecretary of State John R. Bolton says these Iranian assertions give the lie to their public contention. Their nuclear program is entirely civil and peaceful in purpose. Bolton says Iran was making veiled threats in an effort to head off a U.N. consideration of sanctions or other forms of punishment. The United States is expected to request U.N. Security Council action if the International Atomic Energy Agency condemns Iraq at a Board of Governors meeting September 13th in Vienna. An organization representing the nation's 3 million scientists wants both President Bush and John Kerry to chat with them online this fall. Two virtual town hall sessions are being proposed. The campaigns would choose the locations for their separate town halls and would open up with a 15-minute explanation of their science, engineering, and technology policies. Scientists gathered at the universities and centers around the nation would view the session via the Internet and send questions in by email. No Pledge of Allegiance and no national anthem in the state holding the Liberty Bell. A federal appeals court says Pennsylvania can't require students to recite the Pledge of Allegiance or sing the national anthem every day. The three-judge panel ruling unanimously that state law requiring the patriotic display violates the free speech rights of students and the rights of private schools to free expressive association. Importing drugs from Canada, a topic on many American minds as Election Day nears, John Kerry says he has no doubts about the imports and charges President Bush doesn't seem so sure, claiming Bush is wavering in his position about importing cheaper drugs. Bush campaign spokesman Steve Schmidt says that Kerry is claiming the president is focused on the safety of drug supply. I'm Mike Piazza, Air America Radio News.
I fell in love with Patrick before I even met him because of his heart.
Hi, this is Dr. Neil Clark Warren, founder of eHarmony.com. Everywhere I go in this great country, singles are asking me if there's really such a thing as a soulmate.
She took my breath away. Pictures do not do her justice, and I already knew her heart.
I have found someone to love me unconditionally.
When I hear stories from couples who fell in love on eHarmony, I want to encourage anyone wondering if they have a soulmate to log on to eHarmony.com.
I am more in love with this woman than I ever thought I could love anyone.
This is the best I have felt in my life.
At eHarmony, we've helped thousands of singles find their soulmate, and we want to help you too. Take our personality profile, a $40 value, and we'll give it to you free.
We just have so much to look forward to.
My name is Patrick, and I met my wife, Cheryl, on eHarmony.com.
My name is Cheryl. I met my husband, Patrick, on eHarmony.com.
A lot of happy couples out there thanks to eHarmony.com.
Hi, I'm David Orrick. If you love your lungs, then purify the air in your home with the same technology used in our U.S. submarine fleet, the same advanced technology that's in my Orrick tabletop air purifier. I call my air machine a lung saver. You'll call it a miracle. Call 1-800-989-4200, 1-800-989-4200, and breathe easier with the best air purifier you can buy.
Attention smokers, find out how to get two free cartons of your preferred brand of cigarettes. That's right, the makers of Smoke Free and 3 are so confident you will finally quit smoking that they'll buy your next two cartons for you if you don't quit. Never again will you have smoke-filled clothes, bad breath, or jeopardize the health of your loved ones. Just listen to these ex-smokers.
I've been smoking a carton of cigarettes per week as long as I can remember. The very first day I started the Smoke Free and 3 system, I quit.
This is Shelly, and my cravings have decreased. I'm calmer, less irritable, and I've been smoke-free for a month now.
This system really surprised me on how effectively and quickly it worked.
Smoke Free and 3 is strong against cravings mentally and physically, so you can stop for good. No stress, no jitters, no anxiety, and no more money wasted on cigarettes.
Call now for your trial of Smoke Free and 3 at 1-800-304-1766. Stop smoking in just days. Guaranteed. 800-304-1766. If you don't stop, we'll send you $100 to buy your next two cartons. Call 1-800-304-1766. That's 1-800-304-1766.
Randy Rhodes.
Wherever Kerry goes, Bush is gonna go. You know what this reminds me of? Because I was a pimply little girl, and I got beat up a lot. And wherever I would go, the girls that wanted to beat me up, they would go too. Just to intimidate you. The Bush administration is doing that to Kerry. And you know what happens when you stand up to a bully? They all of a sudden freak out. They've lost control over you. And that's why I want him to stand up so bad. Al Gore did the same thing. We don't have to dignify it with an answer. Yes, you do.
Randy Rhodes on Air America Radio.
Good evening, Truth Seekers. Malloy here on Air America Radio. Thank you very much for joining us this Thursday evening. The phone number here, very quickly, 866-303-2270. 866-303-2270. The death toll in Iraq, I want to mention this. As of Monday this week, August 16th, 935 U.S. service members have died in Iraq since the beginning of military operations in March of 2003. That's according to the Defense Department. That's Monday, 935. On Tuesday, as of Tuesday, 943 service members have died since the beginning of military operations in Iraq in March 2003, according to the Defense Department. Eight soldiers dead within the course of 24 hours this week, and we've heard nothing about it because apparently every last U.S. soldier has left Iraq, right? We don't have, do we have troops there? At least that's what the U.S. televised media would like you to be to believe. People, oh yeah, well they're talking about the attack on Najaf. They're talking about the bombing and the strafing and the killing and the, well, there's a truce. No, there's not. Yes, there is. No, there's not. But you notice how this is not talked about, not a word about these deaths has made it out of the mouths of televised media in this country? 41 Americans dead in August so far. What's the date today, Kathy? 19th? 19th of August. 41 Americans dead so far. Does this matter anymore? I'm really, and I'm not going to scream tonight. I really am not. You know, I don't know. Sure, I'm still filled with outrage. But all these American deaths, all these soldiers dead, that doesn't even take into account the thousands who have been wounded. And for what? Weapons of mass destruction. No, there weren't any. He's a threat to his neighbors. No, he wasn't. He didn't even have a decent army. He gassed his own people. Well, there's a debate about that. Well, was it Iranians or Iraqis? He's got a balsa wood airplanes that can bring atom bombs to America. No, those airplanes can't go more than 10 miles. He's got a nuclear program. No, he doesn't. We want to bring democracy to Iraq. Why? And the second part of that question is the Iraqis don't want democracy. They're very content with the tribal form of government that they've had for, 5,000 years? It's been tampered with several times by Saddam Hussein, by the British, by the Turks, by the Americans, by the Assyrians. Who else has invaded that part of the world? Okay, then. We got to get rid of Saddam because after all, he threatened to kill my dad. Okay. He's overthrown. He's gone. So the slaughter continues. More American wives and mothers, husbands and fathers, sons and daughters are going to get the phone call from the Defense Department. Your son, your daughter, has died for George Bush. And that's the only reason that people are dying. For George Bush. This has nothing to do with anything anymore. Well, it has to do with shoring up Israel's eastern flank. No, it doesn't. Well, this has to do with oil. No, it doesn't. It has to do with the power-mad neoconservatives who operate in the White House, the religious freaks who see their job as to fulfill the book of Revelation. A prophetic bunch of garbage written by some crazed desert dweller 2,000 years ago who obviously, as I mentioned last night, was doing some very bad drugs. So that's where we are. We're going to talk about a little bit tonight about some of the religious influence that is driving this country and this planet to the brink of destruction. 41 American dead in August, and according to U.S. media, Defense Department is reporting hundreds upon hundreds upon hundreds of, what do they call them today? Radicals? Insurgents? These are people defending their religious shrines and their country. Sorry, that's what it is. That's what it is. If a foreign army invaded this country, would you fight? God. The family of Daniel Pearl, who was beheaded, responded to a statement by Dick Cheney a week ago. The family has asked that Daniel Pearl's name not be used in any political context in this year's election campaign. You remember when Cheney said, in mocking John Kerry's pledge to fight a more sensitive war, Cheney said, "The men who beheaded Daniel Pearl will not be impressed by our sensitivity." It was 2 years ago in Pakistan. Pearl's father, Judea Pearl, said the request to keep his son's name the hell out of Dick Cheney and George Bush's mouth was meant to reduce the chances of inflaming hatred. Now, it's not just the family of Daniel Pearl. Did you see this? SportsIllustrated.com is reporting it. The Iraqi soccer team, the surprise winners of matches in the Olympics. Iraqi midfielder Salih Sadir scored a goal on Wednesday night, setting off a rousing celebration among the Iraqi soccer supporters. Though Iraq would lose eventually to Morocco 2-1, it hardly mattered. Sports Illustrated writes, as the Iraqis won with a 2-1 record and now face Australia in the quarterfinals. Afterward, Salih Sadir had a message for U.S. President George W. Bush, who is using the Iraqi Olympic team in his latest election campaign advertisements. In those spots, the flags of Iraq and Afghanistan appear, as the narrator says, "At this Olympics, there will be two more free nations and two fewer terrorist regimes." Sadir told Sports Illustrated through a translator, speaking calmly and directly, Iraq as a team does not want Mr. Bush to use us for the presidential campaign. He can find another way to advertise himself. Ahmad Manajid, who played as a midfielder on Wednesday, had an even stronger response when asked about the Bush TV advertisement. Quote, how will he meet his God having slaughtered so many men and women? He has committed so many crimes. Scott Stanzel, a spokesperson for the Bush crime family campaign, said
the ad simply talks about President Bush's optimism and how democracy has triumphed over terror. 25 million people in Iraq are free as a result of the actions of the coalition.
They stand there and say that, don't they? They're free. Free to what? Free to get typhoid? Free to be blown to pieces? Free to have your children butchered? Free to have your family blown up? To a man, according to Sports Illustrated, members of the Iraqi Olympic delegation say they are glad that former Olympic Committee head Uday Hussein was killed 4 months after the U.S.-led coalition invaded Iraq. But they also find it offensive that Bush is using Iraq for his own gain when they do not support his administration's actions. Iraqi soccer coach Adnan Hamad said, my problems are not with the American people. They're with what America has done in Iraq, destroyed everything. The American army has killed so many people in Iraq. What is freedom when I go to the national stadium and there are shootings on the road? At a speech in Beaverton, Oregon last Friday, Bush attached himself to the Iraqi soccer team after its opening game upset of Portugal. Bush said, image of Iraqi soccer team playing in this Olympics, it's fantastic, isn't it? It wouldn't have been free if the United States had not acted. Midfielder Salih Sadir, who, by the way, is 21, said, I want the violence and the war to go away from my city. We don't wish for the presence of Americans in our country. We want them to go away. And midfielder Manajid, who is 22, who nearly scored his own goal with a driven header on Wednesday, hails from the city of Fallujah. He says coalition forces killed his cousin, who is fighting as an insurgent, and several of his friends. In fact, Manajid says if he were not playing soccer, he would for sure be fighting as part of the resistance. He said, if a stranger invades America and the people resist, does that mean they are terrorists?
Macho queens selling war makers' toys, raining destruction, good old boys. New world order, it's the whole world wide. Fighting for peace, watch them all.
Want to turn your car into a stealth fighter? Invisible to all types of speed detection equipment, including radar and laser? Well, now you can with Phaser. With a range of up to 3 miles, the Phaser guarantees that you will avoid all types of speed traps. In fact, the manufacturer will even pay your fine if you get a ticket. More than a mere radar detector. The Phaser works by bouncing a mixture of radar signals and invisible infrared pulses to confuse the computer inside the radar or laser gun. The Phaser is the ultimate way to avoid costly speeding tickets. In fact, it is been made illegal in some states, so call now for details. Remember, the Phaser is guaranteed or your speeding ticket is paid. So if you never want to worry about hearing this again, go stealth and get the Phaser today.
To order risk-free, call now 866-794-6495. That's 866-794-6495. Call 866-794-6495.
Not available in California, Minnesota, Nebraska, Virginia, Oklahoma, or Washington, D.C. Certain restrictions apply to guarantee. Call for details.
Get out of debt and get on with your life. Agencies offering Care One credit counseling services can help. Do you have $4,000, $6,000, $10,000 in credit card bills? Get out of debt and get on with your life. Call 1-800-676-9541. Been on the receiving end of even one collection call? Learn how to get out of debt and get on with your life. Call for Care One credit counseling services at 1-800-676-9541. In just one call, you can find out how quickly your debt can be paid in full. People who call for Care One services save an average of 30% in payments every month. Some can save up to 57%. The credit counseling agencies that give you Care One services are nonprofit. They work with voluntary contributions. So if you're ready to get out of debt and get on with your life, call now for your free consultation and debt analysis. Call for Care One Credit Counseling Services at 1-800-676-9541. That's 1-800-676-9541.
Honey, come on. Time to get up.
What?
People will be here soon.
Oh, all right. I'm going to take a shower. Ah! Who are you?
Hi. We're here for the open house. The sign says for sale by owner.
That is you, right?
Nice sink.
Thank you.
Not working with the Century 21 agent? Only Century 21 agents offer the Century 21 Service Pledge. Just one of the ways to help reduce the stress of selling real estate. Century21.com. Real estate for your world.
The Century 21 Pledge is offered by participating offices. Each office is independently owned and operated.
All right. Everybody knows that safety belts save lives. Blah, blah, blah. We've been hearing that for years. I'm just letting you know that your safety belt can save you a whole lot of hassle, too. Because from coast to coast, cops are cracking down. They've got this enforcement effort, click it or ticket. Pretty simple. You buckle up or you get a ticket. Consider this a friendly warning, because guess what? Cops won't be giving warnings. Remember, click it or ticket.
Charles Schwab, founder and chairman of the Charles Schwab Corporation.
One of the key ingredients for our success at Schwab is making sure we always have great service in combination with low prices.
With trades as low as $9.95, Schwab's new Trades for Less has lowered the cost of online equity trades.
That's why you come to a firm like Schwab, to get a better opportunity to diversify, a better opportunity to get the best possible deal when it comes to investing. That's what everyone is looking for, and that's what Schwab provides.
Schwab offers online equity trades as low as $9.95, plus advice, industry-leading equity research, and unparalleled service. Call 1-800-7-SCHWAB or stop by your local branch today.
$9.95 rate requires enrollment in Schwab Trader CT or at least $1 million in household assets. Other trading discounts subject to eligibility requirements. Some benefits, including advice and certain equity research, available for a fee only through one or more Schwab Personal Choice or other fee-based services. New trading commissions effective 6/21/04. Charles Schwab & Co., Inc., member SIPC and NYSE.
Shake the hand of a brave Iraqi citizen who had his hand cut off by Saddam Hussein.
That's just unbelievable, isn't it? I'll tell you what, Kathy, I don't know if everybody heard that. Cut the music. Let's play that sound bite all by itself. This is the leader of the free world.
I'm honored to shake the hand of a brave Iraqi citizen who had his hand cut off by Saddam Hussein.
So if you'll open the box and give me the hand, I'll be happy to shake it. He's nuts. He's just nuts, that's all. All right, let's do some phone calls here, a little bit earlier than we normally do. Steve is calling from Long Island, New York. Steve, welcome to the program.
Hey, Mike, how you doing? Love your show.
Thank you, sir.
I wanted to add something really quickly regarding the whole topic of body count. I never, ever hear anyone mention the number of Iraqi civilian deaths, which is well into the thousands by now.
Yeah, the Defense Department, if you'll remember, back when this horror started back in 2003, the Defense Department said they were not going to count the number of Iraqi dead and release those numbers. And, of course, there is no agency in Iraq that's capable of doing that at the present time. So, no, we'll never know. Maybe 5 years after this thing is over, and God only knows when it's over, some Iraqi civilian organization will try to count up the number of people we murdered.
That is just insane. There's actually one website that's trying to keep count of it called IraqBodyCount.com.
Right.
But, I mean, even then, they have no clue, and there's just no way of keeping track of the numbers, and it's insane.
Well, like the Iraqi soccer player said regarding Bush, how can he continue the slaughter and then go meet his God? Of course, the joke is on both the Iraqi soccer player and George W. Bush, because, you know, I don't know, I guess both of them believe in some cloud being that's going to wait for them after they die and say, hey, welcome up here, boys. Now, you had some bad stuff going on down there on Earth, and it's okay, you're both dead now, and everything's all right. You know what I'm saying? What happened to... What happened to our caller? I guess we lost him. Was he on his cell phone? I think he was on his cell phone. Okay. Well, thanks, Steve. Was that Steve? Steve from Long Island? All right, Steve. Thanks. Marge is calling from Indiana. Marge, welcome to the program.
Hello there, Michael.
Hey, Marge.
You're talking about ads. I got to tell you about one that I've seen the last couple of nights. It's on CBS television, and it comes on in sort of in the middle or start of their up-to-the-minute news, overnight news.
Uh-huh.
Now, in my neck of the woods, it comes on at 2:30. Now, I don't know if that's live or a tape delay, so whether it's 2:30 your time or 3:30 your time.
Uh-huh.
But anyhow, there's folks like Tom Daschle, John McCain, Trent Lott, Dennis Hastert, Dick Gephardt, and somebody in a football shirt who's got green written on the back of his name, and none other than Laura Pickles Bush. Now, all these people are different places around the Capitol.
Yeah.
And they're singing, the I Sing Baby.
What? What?
I don't know what the Sam Hill it is.
I don't think I've ever heard of that. It's on C-SPAN?
No, CBS.
Oh, CBS Television Network.
Television Network. Their overnight news is called Up to the Minute News.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And in the Midwest, it comes on about 2:30. The last two or three nights, it's come on right about 2:30. So if that's live, then you would see it at 3:30.
At 3:30, yeah. Well,
if it's a tape delay, then good luck.
Right, right.
It's these people singing.
Uh huh.
And at the end of it, it says the Washington Experience. And I'm thinking, what the heck is this? And just out of curiosity, you know, I thought, gee, this is a real old song. And I was trying to figure out who wrote it. So I called my library just out of curiosity.
Right,
and
right.
I come to find out that it was written by George Gershwin. And here's the irony. It was for a musical called Merrily We Roll Along.
Merrily We Roll Along. I missed
that
one.
Well, it's from that musical. I mean, it's not that they mentioned that, but I mean, it just happened to be an extra tidbit. And I'm thinking, where are they going with this? Are they doing a travelogue for the Capitol? What is the Washington Experience?
I don't know. This is do it on me, Marge. I'll try to find it tonight at 3:30. Either I or Kathy are usually up with baby.
Well, if it's live, you know, then it would be 3:30 your time. If it's not, then it would be 2:30 your time.
All right.
But, I mean, this is nuts.
It is indeed, isn't it?
Oh, I just finished another book.
Yeah?
The one that came out earlier, you know, The Price of Loyalty?
Yes.
Oh, man. They don't mention names, but they do mention corporations that were in on the Energy Commission.
Uh-huh.
Folks like Chevron and ExxonMobil and a couple of coal companies. So I don't know who the heads of these corporations are, but anyhow.
Well, they're bad. They're bad people. They're Republican supporters. They're bad people. They want to kill us with their pollution and their chemicals, and they do not want to find renewable sources of energy. You know, I'd be willing for ExxonMobil to take, you know, if these guys would drop the oil and go for solar power or wind power, I'd be willing to grant them an exclusive franchise. Go for it, boys.
Yeah,
you know, what the hell? This is America. This is a land of monopolies. You know, one word for you, Rockefeller. Another word for you, two of them, Standard Oil. I mean, you know, you don't remember, neither do I, Marge, but back at the turn of the last century, they had to bust up that cartel. Look, ExxonMobil, Texaco, British Petroleum, whoever the hell you are, take it. You can have it. Just for God's sake, do something other than coal and oil. You're killing us.
Exactly. So, anyhow, well, have fun, and if you find something about this stupid ad,
I'll do it.
Anyhow, I just had to bring that up for you.
And I'm glad you did.
Take care.
Thank you, Marge.
Uh-huh.
All right. Appreciate you checking in. The latest weirdness from New York Mayor Michael Bloomberg. He suggested a couple days ago that First Amendment rights of free speech and free assembly are privileges, not rights, privileges that could be lost if abused. What the hell is going on? Come on, we have a lot of listeners in New York City. Bloomberg says that freedom of speech is a privilege? Have you ever looked up the word privilege in the dictionary? We did. We'll share it with you when we come back. Stay with us. This is Air America Radio.
After them, why I have to wait so long? Why didn't we sort this out last time? Was he less evil then than he is now? The stock market holds the
answer to why him, why here, why now. 'Cause it's all about the price of oil. It's all about the price of oil.
Sudden ups and downs, breathtaking twists and turns. No, it's not a roller coaster. It's the stock market. But it doesn't have to be a rough ride. Just subscribe to Barron's, America's premier financial weekly. Subscribe now and get 13 weeks of Barron's for only $39. Each fact-filled issue brings you investing insights, market information, and special reports you won't find anywhere else. Special reports that include the best-performing companies, mutual fund managers, and the outlook for stocks, bonds, and mutual funds. That's not all. Subscribe today and you'll also get Barron's Guide to Building Wealth, plus 4 weeks of Barron's Online free with your paid subscription. All the tools you need to make smarter investment decisions. That's 13 weeks of Barron's plus the Guide to Building Wealth and 4 weeks of Barron's Online, all for only $39. This offer is available to new subscribers in the continental U.S. Call now 800-553-4400. That's 800-553-4400 for Barron's.
Are you a shift worker or work nights? Do you have complaints of excessive sleepiness on the job, including your commute to and from work? If so, you may have evidence of chronic shift work sleep disorder, a medical condition with excessive sleepiness associated with working nights. Plenilabs Incorporated is conducting a research trial of an investigational medication for excessive sleepiness associated with chronic shift work sleep disorder. If you have complaints of excessive sleepiness and are working a late or overnight shift and are 18 to 65 years of age, you may qualify to participate. Daytime and overnight visits are required, and compensation for time and travel will be provided. Qualified participants will receive trial-related medication and care at no cost. Call Clinilabs Incorporated now, 1-866-244-5544, to see if you qualify. That's Clinilabs Incorporated, 1-866-244-5544, 1-866-244-5544.
Look, kid, are you sure you want me to tattoo Air America Radio onto your forehead?
Yes, I do. Stop! Don't let this happen to you. Now you can let people know you're an Air America listener without painfully disfiguring yourself. Log on to AirAmericaRadio.com and click on our Get the Gear banner for t-shirts, hats, boxer shorts, barbecue aprons, and more.
Ow! What's that address again?
That's AirAmericaRadio.com. Wear the air.
If you're in sales and aren't using WebEx, you could be losing money. Big money. With WebEx, the leader in web meetings, you get the interactivity of face-to-face meetings without the hassle and expense of flying or driving. And because WebEx meetings are so convenient, you'll make more sales presentations, which means bigger commissions for you. Go to WebEx.com for a 14-day free trial to see how powerful a WebEx sales meeting can be. Be where you need to be with WebEx meetings. Get started with a 14-day free trial. That's WEBEX.com.
I think today, in particular, women have a tremendous amount that they're carrying around, men and women.
Wendy Light for the Doctor's Night Guard Dental Protector.
I own a flower shop. I have a lot on my plate. I grind my teeth very, very, very badly. I clench, I grind. The Doctor's Night Guard took care of that. You know, we have the weight of the world on our shoulders. We don't need the weight of the world in our mouths.
Relieve the nightly grind with the Doctor's Night Guard in the oral care section.
Unfiltered.
Coming up on the next Unfiltered. It's Dick Cheney's process. Do you know that the second in command's got another hush-hush treasure up his sleeve? Well, not only does it give him gas, but it's also from France. No, it's not fromage. It's Halliburton. Hop into Cheney's corporate crony caravan and travel to the land that crime forgot, Nigeria.
This Wednesday, Chuck D and Rachel Maddow on Air America Radio.
Bum, ba, bum. Makes you want to sing along, doesn't it? Bum, bum, bum. 27 before the hour. Regarding privileges, Mayor Michael Bloomberg of New York suggested that First Amendment rights of free speech and free assembly are privileges that might be lost if you're a bad boy. If you're a bad girl, we can take it away. He was speaking to Republican National Convention volunteers in Manhattan. He was trying to downplay concerns, you see, that protesters might disrupt this month's convention. And then he started, according to Newsday, he started articulating a broader constitutional vision, okay? Here's what he said, quote, he was at John Jay College of Criminal Justice speaking to these little punks. Isn't that ironic? He said, quote, people who avail themselves of the opportunity to express themselves, they will not abuse that privilege, because if we start to abuse our privileges, then we lose them, and nobody wants that, right? And as my senior correspondent, Chris in Minnesota, reminds us, in 2000, remember our right to vote was said to be a privilege by these same thugs? Eh? Is it any surprise they are trying to extend it to the First Amendment? Now, as you can well imagine, the mayor's comments got some immediate reaction from people who believe that the United States Constitution is not something that grants privileges, not anymore, unless, of course, they can amend the Constitution once again, this time, so that only non-gay people can get married. Oh, but that's a different story. One of the organizers for the protests in New York, for the Republican convention, said, quote, the right to protest is not, nor has it ever been, a privilege. It's a constitutionally protected right that everybody in this country enjoys. And then Mr. Bloomberg's press secretary, Ed Schuyler, said, quote, the mayor certainly did not mean to imply that the First Amendment was in jeopardy here. Nothing could be further from the truth. Now, the online dictionary law.com defines a privilege as, quote, a special benefit, exemption from a duty, or immunity from penalty given to a particular person, a group, or a class of people. A right, on the other hand, is defined as an entitlement to something such as, oh, freedoms of speech, press, religion, assembly, and petition. Oh, and by the way, as Bloomberg arrived at John Jay College of Criminal Justice, he was greeted, according to Newsday, by a now familiar contingent of off-duty police officers who would like a raise. We're America's heroes! Remember FDNY? Remember NYPD? Remember all that? They're America's heroes. Oh, don't we love them, the Bush administration and the Bloomberg, the Giuliani administration. No, we love them. Oh, God bless you. What? You want a pay raise? Sit down and shut up, or we'll take away your privilege to work. Eh? Walter Liddy, a patrolman's benevolent association official who led this latest protest, said, quote, we're offending the mayor, and now we're being forced into pens, end quote. Because, you see, in previous demonstrations, protesters were given kind of free rein, and on Monday when all this happened, they were ushered behind steel barricades 100 feet away. Freedom of assembly is a privilege? Really? I didn't know that. The way things are going in this political campaign, the rhetoric that's heating up, and thank God Kerry said what he said today. But I'll tell you something, I'm starting to realize how deep the divisions are in this country. I sort of said it half jokingly the other night, but I've been talking to friends. If I had a chance to move into a really nice neighborhood, I live in kind of a questionable neighborhood now, but if I had a chance to move into a really nice neighborhood and found out that the majority of the people that live there were Republican or Bush supporters, I wouldn't do it. I really don't like these people. I don't. I really, really don't. And I never had any problem living next door to Republicans before. Did you? But now, with the lies and And then somebody sent me from the Portland Tribune this picture. There are two women in the front of the picture. One woman has stuck her hand over the other woman's face. And the woman who's having her face closed off by the first woman has got hold of the first woman's wrist, as if to try to peel the hand away from her face. And the caption says, an unidentified supporter of President Bush tries to silence a protester outside Southridge High School in Beaverton. And there it is. Go to PortlandTribune.com. And I don't know, you can find it. It's a photo from August 17th, from Tuesday. Jesus. Here they are again. The thugs, the brown shirts. Remember when they were trying to count the votes in Florida? And these vermin, these Republican vermin, these cockroaches showed up pounding and beating on the doors. It turned out they were Republican staffers from Washington sent there by Tom DeLay and the rest of these monsters. Do you remember? And the Republican committee says, well, you know, the Democrats are trying to, raise the level of nastiness in the campaign. We're not doing anything. We're not doing anything. It's getting bad. You know, if I'm ever at a protest and somebody puts their hand on my mouth like this woman has done to this other woman, I'll tell you what, when they pull their hand back, there'll be four or five fingers missing and there'll be chew marks. Right across the first, second knuckle, you know. There'll be chew marks, and because I'll bite the damn things off. Now, email from our friend Charlie Stanton up in Newport News, Virginia. Mike and Kathy, I looked at your pictures of Molly on your website. Here's a picture of my son Matt and me. He is flying out of Cherry Point, North Carolina tomorrow for his second tour in Iraq. This man's son is a Marine. He served first during the so-called major combat operations. He's going back. I could hear the apprehension and concern in his voice over this tour. Let me tell you, Mike, this boy is a beautiful young man with his life in front of him. It cut right to my heart to have my Matt tell his mother and me what he would like done with his remains if the unthinkable happens. On the same day I say goodbye to this great young man for Bush's folly is the same day I read about the missing $8.8 billion in Iraq reconstruction money. My kid does not want to kill Iraqis, and he sure does not want to die for these looters. God damn them all. Now, Charlie wrote to us, and we had some contact with him year and a half ago when I worked for the other network, and his son made it home safe. His son's a Marine. His son was in the initial assault on Iraq, and his son made it out, and now his son is ordered back. Cut to my heart to have my son Matt tell his mother and me what he would like done with his remains if the unthinkable happens. Jesus, I can't imagine that. I can't imagine having that kind of a conversation with one of my children. I can't, Charlie, once again, I'm not a religious man, but to the extent that I pray, you've got them. The prayers, that is. Privilege. A privilege to protest. Not a right, a privilege. In the meantime, young men like Charlie Stanton's son, Matt, have to go fight and kill and possibly, well, get wounded for Bush. Have I mentioned tonight how much I hate these people? Have I? Peter is calling. He is our bureau chief in Saginaw Valley, Michigan. Peter, welcome to the program.
Hi, Mike. How the heck are you?
Hey, I'm doing good. How are you?
Man, I know that you'll feel mixed feelings about this, but you're an inspiration to me.
Ah, come on, stop.
That's true. But anyway, we're really glad to have you back. And you're
talking about these religious...
This weird, unholy dynamic in the administration between the neocons, and a lot of times people sort of just say neocons and they throw everybody in the same bag, but it's really... You got the Wolfowitz Pearl Libby cabal, which is the true neocons, and then you've got these religious right wing weirdos of the Ashcroft school, and they have this unholy dance that they're doing where the religious freaks have got it that, you know, the worse it gets, the happier they are.
Oh, yeah.
Because
oh, yeah.
It means Jesus is coming back.
This is the part that just slays me. I mean, it just slays me. I cannot believe, and I'm going to get into this in depth a little bit later in the program tonight, about this crazed general, what's his name, who was... Boykin was disciplined today, and we're going to revisit some of the things this thug has said. We talked about it last year when he said these things. This general who's been a member of Delta Force for 13 years, that is scary. You know, Delta Force is that team that goes in and cuts people's throats in the dark of night. But we're going to talk about that in depth, but you're absolutely right. These religious freaks, and they are no different from the religious freaks in the Muslim world or the religious freaks in the Hindu world. Now, I'm leaving, well, religious freaks in Jewish world, too. But
Well, anywhere.
Yeah, but a religious freak is a killer, a murderer, a psychopath, and you give them the power that George Bush has. Oh, my God.
Well, what's wild is that it's hard to say who's using who. You know, whether
right.
the neocons think that they'll string along these religious yokels to get their aims met, or whether the religious folks are just keeping the neocons on until it's time to bring on the rafter.
That's right. Hey, thanks, Peter. Got a boogie. Thanks
for your
call, sir. You have a nice evening. Quick break here. We'll be back. You are listening to Air America Radio.
Missionary man, he's got God on his side. He's got the saints and apostles backing up from behind. Black God looks from those Bible books. He's a man with a mission, got a serious mind. He said, stop what you're doing, get down upon your knees. I have a message for you that you better believe.
Sebastian has a passion for wildlife.
We get incredible press and celebrity appeal, and then that generates the consumer buzz and creates the awareness for wildlife conservation.
That's Chad Hagen, VP of Business Development for Wildlife Works Clothing. Wildlife Works creates economic stability by teaching locals a new trade, fashion tees.
So these local communities now in rural Africa where our factory is built now have a job, and they no longer have to poach and kill the wildlife around them. More and more consumers in the world buy these great sustainable products. The more money then can be driven down to wildlife conservation and stop extinction as quickly as possible. So our t-shirts are then a messaging board that are sexy, they're cute, and people are proud to wear a product that then stands for wildlife conservation. Our website is wildlifeworks.com.
That's Planet Check.
Planet Check is possible thanks to Biodiesel America. Biodiesel, clean-burning, homegrown fuel. Find your energy freedom at biodieselamerica.org.
New York City will be a circus with the Republican convention in town. Come out to a big top in the city that makes a big difference. Join Moby, Lou Reed, Louis Black, Cynthia Nixon, Kathleen Turner, and others in celebrating privacy, freedom, and a woman's right to choose at the Planned Parenthood Stand Up for Choice Big Tent Extravaganza, Monday, August 30th, 8 p.m. at the Beacon Theater. Ladies and gentlemen and children of all ages, go to Ticketmaster.com or call 212-307-7171 for tickets today. Show the world that New Yorkers care about reproductive freedom and human rights. Step right up to Stand Up for Choice. Don't miss the show. Come to the star-studded Planned Parenthood Stand Up for Choice, the Big Tent Extravaganza, Monday, August 30th at 8 p.m. at the Beacon Theater. For tickets, go to www.ticketmaster.com or call 212-307-7171. That's www.ticketmaster.com or call 212-307-7171.
Honey, come on. Time to get up.
What?
People will be here soon.
Oh, all right. I'm going to take a shower. Ah! Who are you?
Hi. We're here for the open house. The sign says for sale by owner. That is you, right? Nice sink.
Thank you.
Not working with the Century 21 agent? Only Century 21 agents offer the Century 21 Service Pledge. Just one of the ways to help reduce the stress of selling real estate. Century21.com. Real estate for your world.
The Century 21 Pledge is offered by participating offices. Each office is independently owned and operated.
All right. Everybody knows that safety belts save lives. Blah, blah, blah. We've been hearing that for years.
I'm just letting you know that your safety belt can save you a whole lot of hassle, too. Because from coast to coast, cops are cracking down. They've got this enforcement effort, click it or ticket. Pretty simple. You buckle up or you get a ticket. Consider this a friendly warning, because guess what? Cops won't be giving warnings. Remember, click it or ticket. Guess what that sound is? Let me help you out. It's a jail cell door getting slammed shut after you've been booked for DUI. Don't think you'll get caught? Think again. Officers are cracking down from coast to coast this month. So listen up. If you drive impaired, you will pay. The choice is yours. Designate a sober driver or... you drink and drive, you lose. This message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation.
As a pharmacist, I get lots of questions this time of year. It's the season for scrapes, itchy bug bites, and rashes. That's why I recommend Maximum Strength Gold Bond Cream and First Aid Spray for fast, soothing relief. Gold Bond Cream has two maximum strength medicines that are proven to relieve pain and itch really fast. And Gold Bond First Aid Spray, in an easy-to-use pump, helps stop pain and itch. Plus, it helps kill germs that can lead to infection. This summer, get Gold Bond and get fast, soothing relief you can trust.
We'll get into this religious thing with the Bush crime family right after the break at the top of the hour. I do want to talk about it. I'm going to be quoting a lot from a BuzzFlash.com editorial written by Maureen Farrell, one of the best political writers out there. And you can find it. Just go to BuzzFlash.com/Farrell. If you want to check it out ahead of time. And also this thing about this general Boykin. Oh my God, what a freak this guy is. Pam is calling from Southern California. Pam, welcome to the program.
Hi, Mike. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing good, Pam. How are you?
Good. I just found you a few nights ago, and I'm so glad I did.
Me too.
I listen to Randy every day. I thought I was a straight woman until I found her.
Does she know?
No, I haven't told her yet.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, she'll be pleased.
Yeah, right. No, she and I think so much alike. I think I've found a friend.
I think, yeah, that's good. She'll be a good friend, too.
Seriously, though, the main reason I was calling is I'm really getting concerned about the protesters in New York for the convention. I'm an old lady. I was active in the late 60s and early 70s. And what I see coming with the FBI harassing people and the lack of coverage about it, I really think we're being set up. And I wouldn't be at all surprised if they don't have, besides the police, at least some agitators in the crowd, and I think it's going to be another Chicago.
Well,
and I think it won't be our fault.
Yeah, I brought that up the other night. That scares.
Oh, I didn't hear it.
Yeah, that scares the bejesus out of me. I hope that doesn't happen, but the reality is there's a very good chance that it will, because as you point out, with key agitators in key positions, people bought and paid for by the Bush crime family, gives the militarized police force in New York City, the state police, the federal police, ample reason to wade into a crowd and start beating people to the ground.
Absolutely, and I think that's why they did the alert and pulled in so many militarized police.
Mm-hmm.
They're there. They're ready.
I hope it doesn't...
And I can just see a fiasco, and then everybody is going to think, oh, my God, if those are Kerry's followers, then... He can't be good.
The only thing I can hope, protesters, Yeah, I remember the late 60s and 70s too, Pam, and I think protesters are a lot more sophisticated now, and I think everybody's going to be there with video cams, with video phones, with wireless internet hookups, so that when something starts, when something happens, they don't have to rely on the scummy media in this country to report it. It'll be reported through indie media. It'll be reported on this network. It'll be reported on
maybe C-SPAN. I don't know about
maybe.
C-SPAN, but...
Right. Right. So it'll be there. I think the people who are going to New York to protest this proto-fascist regime are sophisticated enough to know what they're up against and how to handle it. That's what I'm counting on. But you're absolutely right. It could be another Chicago 1968 very easily.
It really scares me. And I'm so appalled at the media at this point. I get absolutely stiff nails. I went to the doctor today and got Prilosec. I'm growing a new ulcer, and I know that I'm just frustrated. I'm neurotic over the whole situation.
Well, hold on to that.
You didn't happen to see Candy Crowley today.
I watched a little bit of it. Kathy did. What kind of crap was she pulling today?
Oh, she called and interviewed, I can't think, Larry Thurman or Larry Furman. Maybe he's a relative of Mark Furman, one of the AHs who belonged to the supposed Swift boat.
Oh, okay,
committee.
Okay.
She literally interviewed him ad nauseum on the air.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't contradict anything he said. It was absolutely atrocious.
Well, I've said before, and I stand behind this, Candy Crowley would like to do for George Bush what Monica Lewinsky did for Bill Clinton.
I thought you were going to say what Laura does for him every night.
No, I don't know. If I were Laura Bush, I don't even want to go there. But
there's a lot of money involved, Mike.
Yeah, I think so. Hey, listen, Pam, I'm glad you found the program, and so is Randy Rhodes. I hope you call us again, okay?
Okay, thanks, Mike.
All right, you take care.
Okay.
Speaking of Laura... She was had an interview with Bill Salmon at the Washington Times. That's the newspaper owned by the Reverend Sun Myung Moon, the guy who thinks he is the latest incarnation of Jesus Christ. He's a convicted tax-dodging felon, and he's also a huge supporter and supplier of the Bush crime family. So his newspaper, Washington Times, interviewed First Lady Laura Bush. During the interview, this is according to the article, Mrs. Bush laughed incredulously when asked whether the press was fair and impartial in its coverage of a conservative such as President Bush. Her press secretary, Gordon Jandro, laughed even more heartily. The First Lady said she has resigned herself to the reality that conservatives seeking the presidency must work harder than liberals in order to compensate for the liberal bias of the press. So even Laura Bush, a woman who killed one of her boyfriends, liquored up, slams through a stop sign, and murders him on a street in Texas, even Laura Bush is willing to get out there as a total convert to the Bush crime family and say, well, you know, we have to do something to overcome the liberal bias in the press. And then she went on to say, I think what George hasn't been able to show very well because of the circumstances of his presidency is the soft side that he has. He's very loving and compassionate and really sweet. And then she added, he's a tough-talking guy, but there is a soft side to him that I don't think people have gotten to see. Well, I think we saw it. We saw when he giggled insanely when he sent, what was her name to her death? The woman was executed in Texas. Kathy and I, our brains are mush. Anyway, you know who I'm talking about. And I like this. Asked whether she believes like her husband and Mr. Kerry. That's what it says here. That life begins at conception. Mrs. Bush said, sure. And she went on to say that she supports the president's position. Carla Faye Tucker, that was the woman's name, on abortion. Mr. Bush is staunchly pro-life. Asked whether she's pro-life, get this, Mrs. Bush said, yes, I think abortion should be rare. What? Oh, I get it. According to your side, then, Mrs. Bush, you think the murder of little children in the womb should not happen too frequently. I get it.
Urgent news for people who have taken the acne drug Accutane. Accutane was promoted as a safe way to treat severe acne. 100% of Accutane users will experience adverse side effects. If you or your child has experienced liver, kidney, or pancreatic damage, inflammatory bowel disease, diabetes, birth defects, musculoskeletal injuries, psychiatric or cardiovascular problems, call the Accutane Litigation Group at 1-866-422-2843 to see if you may be entitled to compensation. 1-866-4-ACU-HELP. Now.
So by now you know that XM Satellite Radio has over 120 channels of 100% commercial-free music, plus news, sports, and talk this year. But do you know about the Delphi XM Rode 2, the smallest and lightest satellite radio ever? It even has a stock ticker that you can customize with up to 20 of your favorite stocks, and a built-in wireless audio adapter so you can easily listen to it through any car or home stereo. All for less than $130. XM Satellite Radio. Required $9.99 monthly subscription and hardware sold separately. Activation fee applies.
You're listening to 1190 WLIB New York, the flagship station of Air America Radio.
Air America Radio News, I'm Mike Piazza. A report in the British journal Lancet says military medical personnel at Arab Gray Prison falsified records and otherwise collaborated in abusive Iraqi inmates. The records were altered to conceal homicides and signs of beatings, a serious breach of medical ethics. University of Minnesota Professor Stephen Miles says military records show they falsified death certificates to cover up homicides, hid evidence of beatings, and revived a prisoner so he could be further tortured. No Pledge of Allegiance and no national anthem in Pennsylvania. A federal appeals court judge in Pennsylvania can't require students to recite the Pledge of Allegiance or sing the national anthem every day. The three-judge panel ruling unanimously that state law requiring the patriotic display violates the free speech rights of students and the rights of private schools to free expressive association. A group representing the state education officials says more than 25 states require the pledge to be recited during the school day. John Kerry on the campaign trail, this time in Boston to address a convention of the International Association of Firefighters. A prime topic on the senator's mind was criticism of his Vietnam War record. Kerry had plenty to say about his service and his wounds.
30 years ago, official Navy reports and every person there documented my service in Vietnam and awarded me the Silver Star, the Bronze Star, and 3 Purple Hearts. 30 years ago, this was the plain truth. It still is, and I still carry the shrapnel in my leg from a wound in Vietnam.
Kerry says the president is using others to do his dirty work. Importing drugs from Canada, a topic on many American minds as Election Day nears. John Kerry says he has no doubts about the imports and charges President Bush doesn't seem so sure, claiming Bush is wavering in his position about importing cheaper drugs. Bush campaign spokesman Steve Schmidt came back at Kerry, claiming the president is focused on the safety of the drug supply. An organization representing the nation's 3 million scientists wants both President Bush and John Kerry to chat with them online this fall. 2 virtual town hall sessions are being proposed. The campaigns would choose the locations for their separate town halls and would open with a 15-minute explanation of their science, engineering, and technology policies. Scientists gathered at universities and centers around the nation would view the session via the Internet and send questions via email. Scientists have been particularly energized by the stem cell research debate. Kerry has promised to reverse Bush's ban on federal funding for research on embryonic stem cell lines developed after August 9, 2001. A big day for U.S. athletes at the Athens Olympics. Gymnast Carly Patterson of the U.S. became the first American woman to win the overall gold medal since Mary Lou Retton in 1984. You're listening to Air America Radio News. I'm Mike Piazza.
Hey, how's it going? Yeah, you. You know, I've been watching you, and it doesn't look like you're having a lot of fun behind the wheel. And being the all-new Ford Focus ST, I got the solution. Me. I want you to listen to this. Hear that? That's a new engine that makes me the most powerful Focus out there. With over 150 horses at my command, I'm the most powerful Focus available. And if you're a fan of the curves, you're gonna love the way I handle.
New styling inside and out, and a confidence-inspiring performance-tuned suspension. The all-new Ford Focus ST. It begs to be driven.
Charles Schwab, founder and chairman of the Charles Schwab Corporation.
One of the key ingredients for our success at Schwab is making sure we always have great service in combination with low prices.
With trades as low as $9.95, Schwab's new Trades for Less has lowered the cost of online equity trades.
That's why you come to a firm like Schwab, to get a better opportunity to diversify, a better opportunity to get the best possible deal when it comes to investing. That's what everyone is looking for, and that's what Schwab provides.
Schwab offers online equity trades as low as $9.95, plus advice, industry-leading equity research, and unparalleled service. Call 1-800-7-SCHWAB or stop by your local branch today.
$9.95 rate requires enrollment in Schwab Trader CT or at least $1 million in household assets. Other trading discounts subject to eligibility requirements. Some benefits, including advice and certain equity research, available for a fee only through one or more Schwab Personal Choice or other fee-based services. New trading commissions effective 6/21/04. Charles Schwab & Co., Inc., member SIPC and NYSE.
Sudden ups and downs, breathtaking twists and turns. No, it's not a roller coaster. It's the stock market. But it doesn't have to be a rough ride. Just subscribe to Barron's, America's premier financial weekly. Subscribe now and get 13 weeks of Barron's for only $39. Each fact-filled issue brings you investing insights, market information, and special reports you won't find anywhere else. Special reports that include the best-performing companies, mutual fund managers, and the outlook for stocks, bonds, and mutual funds. That's not all. Subscribe today and you'll also get Barron's Guide to Building Wealth, plus 4 weeks of Barron's Online free with your paid subscription. All the tools you need to make smarter investment decisions. That's 13 weeks of Barron's plus the Guide to Building Wealth and 4 weeks of Barron's Online, all for only $39. This offer is available to new subscribers in the continental U.S. Call now 800-553-4400. That's 800-553-4400 for Barron's.
Laura Flanders.
The Army's report on abuses at Abu Ghraib is about to come out, and leaks say it lets commanders off the hook. But one person who's not off the hook is Joe Darby. The young reservist who blew the whistle on prison torture is in hiding. We'll talk to the sole reporter to speak with the Darbys about their fate and the abuse that is yet to come out. That and your chance to contribute a slogan for an RNC protest. That's on the Laura Flanders Show this weekend on Air America Radio.
Welcome back. 6:30 past the hour. My name is Mike Malloy. This is the Air America Radio Network. Thank you very much for joining us. Lines are full now, but the phone number 866-303-2270. We're going to come to your calls momentarily, I promise. I'm just kind of intrigued by this statement by Mrs. Laura Bush, quoted in today's edition of the Washington Times. Asked whether she is pro-life, Mrs. Bush said, "Yes, I think abortion should be rare." Yes, I think abortion. Does that square with the position put out there for the consumption of the stupid heads that vote for Bush? You know, the Bush crime family is no more anti-abortion. Don't you remember when George Herbert Bush was defeated by Bill Clinton, and there was an interview with Mammy Bush, you know, the white-haired ogre that runs the family? Do you remember that? They sat down, and she said, "Of course I'm pro-choice, you dummy head!" Do you remember? You let one of the twins get pregnant and unmarried? They'll have a man with a saw up in there faster than you can say, "Where's the bathroom?" But for the stupid heads out there, right? "Oh, yeah, we believe life begins at conception. It's just every once in a while you have to kill a few of them, you know what I mean?" It's the hypocrisy, stupid. I'm anti-abortion, too. Me, Mike Malloy, but I'm pro-choice. As is everybody who's pro-choice. All right, now regarding what's going to happen in New York City, got an email here from somebody who's found the show in New Orleans. he or she writes, you mentioned the Republican convention, so I wanted to pass on some info for protesters. It looks like protesters in New York City would need to bring earplugs because the police plan to use a high-volume megaphone to deafen protesters. How can these bastards get away with this? 150 decibels? This will cause permanent hearing loss to thousands, not to mention babies that will be there with their parents. If the U.S. military can call this a weapon to be used in Iraq, can we say that they plan to attack Americans in Manhattan? Folks need to bring camcorders and decibel measuring devices, too, so we can have the largest class action lawsuit against Bush, the Republicans, and their brown shirts in U.S. history. Oh, and watch Fox News and CNN, etc. Watch them call this showdown in Manhattan. And then he sends an Associated Press, he or she, I'm sorry, I can't guess your gender by the by your Addy, email Addy, so no offense intended. But he sent, or she sent, this article from the Associated Press. It says, forget the megaphones, police will have a much more high-tech and louder option to make themselves heard over the din of Manhattan traffic and noisy protesters outside the Republican National Convention. It's called the long-range acoustic device developed for the military and capable of blasting warnings, orders, or anything else at an ear-splitting 150 decibels. Authorities today unveiled a mini arsenal of devices and counterterrorism equipment. They're getting ready for the convention. The sound machines are being tested in an airfield in a remote section of Brooklyn, along with other devices such as handheld radiation detectors, yada, 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 yada. Yeah. Here we go. There's a whole bunch of new weaponry that will probably be tested on the hundreds of thousands of protesters who are going to swarm into Manhattan when these thugs hold their convention there. Why didn't they hold their convention in, oh, I don't know, Kansas City or Denver or here in Atlanta? You know, places that just love George Bush. Okay, one more thing here, and then back to your phone calls. Jenny, our mad artist who lives in an attic somewhere, Jenny sent me an ad. You got to check this out, okay? Go look at it yourself. It's at Q, letter Q, Q Sleeper, S-L-E-E-P-E-R, QSleeper.com, QSleeper.com. The Q stands for quantum, quantum sleeper. It's a bed that encloses you like in a box for protection. Go check this out. Ah! QSleeper.com. Oh, my God. What? Oh, Jenny's right there. Jenny, welcome to the program. Is that Jenny, our Rhode Island bureau chief? Is this the mad woman in the attic? Hey, Jenny.
Yeah, that's me.
Hey, I'm just talking about the ad you sent me for the Q Sleeper.
I know, $160,000, and you can be saved from earthquakes and terrorists.
Is that what this thing costs?
That's what it said.
Oh, my God, I didn't see the price.
You have to dig deep for the price.
Maybe it's $16,000.
No, something. It's $160,000.
Oh, my God. Well, anyway, go to QSleeper.com, folks, and check this out. Oh, this is unbelievable.
I was talking to a friend over the internet, and there's this there's a cruise that I want to go on. And I said, oh, I wish I had some money so I could go on this cruise.
Yeah.
And get away. And he wrote back to me and said, I wish I had some money so I could get this. And he sent me this link. And I said, I think you need to up your meds just a little if you really want to buy this.
The Q Sleeper.
Because when you get in it, if you get the deluxe model, it has a refrigerator. And it recycles your air and waste and a CD, DVD player, refrigerator, the whole thing.
Right.
And it's basically just a big bed that you shut yourself in. It's bulletproof.
Yeah.
And you can lock yourself in it.
And it protects you against chemical and biological attacks, it says.
Yeah, so it refreshes your air and everything.
It beats the hell out of duct tape and plastic sheeting.
Yeah, but you could buy like a whole condo or a house, I guess, in some parts. I live in New England, you know, so I guess you could get a condo here. But I guess in some parts of the country, you could get, like, a really nice house for $160,000.
Yeah,
and
well.
Put it with, you know, you could...
All right, now I got you way off track. What you really called about tonight is...
It's the fundamentalist thing.
Yeah?
I was raised a fundamentalist Baptist.
That's right, you were.
And I just, whenever you start talking about this, I feel the need to call in and say hi. Oh, and you have a lovely baby, by the way.
Oh, thanks.
I'm starting to have this baby thing now. I see one, I want one, and I'm not sure about that yet. Because
yeah, hold off as long as you can, Jenny. Trust me.
yeah. And then the whole thing now is the religion thing. My husband and I were actually talking about that because I was raised a fundamentalist Baptist, and his mother is so Catholic, she's practically a nun.
Oh, my God.
So when we got married, we eloped.
Well, that's good. Just pray that that religious stuff is not genetic or your child is doomed.
Well, so I don't know. It's just that, so seeing this, I have a very interesting way of looking at it because not that I can understand their side, but I understand where it comes from because I was raised that way.
Sure.
No dancing, no singing, no smiling.
Yeah.
You know, basically every literal truth from the Bible except the actual liberal teachings of Jesus.
That's right. Everything but what Jesus said.
That, you know, you every word of the Bible is the literal truth except, you know, love thy neighbor as thyself.
Blessed are the peacemakers. Blessed are the poor. Blessed are...
No, not that. That was what Jesus said.
Right. So, that doesn't count.
So, and then there was that website that I sent to you, ratoutofchurch.org.
Yeah, the Rat Out of Church, a right-wing site that wants you to report on churches that might be adopting a less than hell-bent neo-Nazi point of view where it concerns supporting George Bush. It's incredible. Rat Out of Church. That's nice.
And, like I wrote to you, I'm tempted to rat out Jesus.
Right, because Jesus was a radical, liberal, feminist, socialist, kind, gentle man, and these current Christian evangelicals in this country are perverted and sick. Well, Jenny, we're going to talk about the religious influence, fundamentalist influence on the Bush campaign coming up here in just a second. Thanks for checking in, dear heart.
It's always good to talk to you.
My pleasure. You take care. All right, folks, quick break here. We'll be right back. Stay with us. I'm Mike Malloy.
Urgent news for people who have taken the acne drug Accutane. Accutane was promoted as a safe way to treat severe acne. 100% of Accutane users will experience adverse side effects if you or your child has experienced liver, kidney, or pancreatic damage, inflammatory bowel disease, diabetes, birth defects, musculoskeletal injuries, psychiatric or cardiovascular problems. Call the Accutane Litigation Group at 1-866-422-2843 to see if you may be entitled to compensation. 1-866-4-ACU-HELP. Now.
If you're in sales and aren't using WebEx, you could be losing money. Big money. With WebEx, the leader in web meetings, you get the interactivity of face-to-face meetings without the hassle and expense of flying or driving. And because WebEx meetings are so convenient, you'll make more sales presentations, which means bigger commissions for you. Go to WebEx.com for a 14-day free trial to see how powerful a WebEx sales meeting can be. Be where you need to be with WebEx meetings. Get started with a 14-day free trial. That's WebEx.com.
Do you dread spending another summer in your old, dreary kitchen? Then bring it to dazzling life again with cabinet refacing from Sears Home Services. Call 1-800-448-6600 for a free design consultation. Call right now and save $600 on select styles. Sears Cabinet Refacing can transform your kitchen without the time, expense, or mess of building all new cabinets. In about 4 to 6 days, your old kitchen can have new elegance, just the way you imagine, with your choice of hundreds of decorator styles. Services and materials are provided by Bill Ray.
A Sears authorized contractor. License number available on request. So call Sears Cabinet Refacing at 1-800-448-6600 and save $600 on select styles. Offer ends August 31st. Some restrictions apply. Ask your consultant for offer details and written warranty. So call Sears Cabinet Refacing now. 1-800-448-6600.
Attention smokers, find out how to get two free cartons of your preferred brand of cigarettes. That's right, the makers of Smoke Free and 3 are so confident you will finally quit smoking that they'll buy your next two cartons for you if you don't quit. Never again will you have smoke-filled clothes, bad breath, or jeopardize the health of your loved ones. Just listen to these ex-smokers.
I've been smoking a carton of cigarettes per week as long as I can remember. The very first day I started the Smoke Free and 3 system, I quit.
This is Shelly, and my cravings have decreased. I'm calmer, less irritable, and I've been smoke-free for a month now.
This system really surprised me on how effectively and quickly it worked.
Smoke Free and 3 is strong against cravings mentally and physically, so you can stop for good. No stress, no jitters, no anxiety, and no more money wasted on cigarettes.
Call now for your trial of Smoke Free and 3 at 1-800-304-1766. Stop smoking in just days, guaranteed. 800-304-1766. If you don't stop, we'll send you $100 to buy your next two cartons. Call 1-800-304-1766. That's 1-800-304-1766.
Honey, come on. Time to get up.
What?
People will be here soon.
Oh, all right. I'm going to take a shower. Who are you?
Hi. We're here for the open house. The sign says for sale by owner.
That is you, right? Nice sink.
Thank you.
Not working with a Century 21 agent? Only Century 21 agents offer the Century 21 Service Pledge. Just one of the ways to help reduce the stress of selling real estate. Century21.com. Real estate for your world.
The Century 21 Pledge is offered by participating offices. Each office is independently owned and operated.
All right. Everybody knows that safety belts save lives. Blah, blah, blah. We've been hearing that for years. I'm just letting you know that your safety belt can save you a whole lot of hassle, too. Because from coast to coast, cops are cracking down. They've got this enforcement effort. Click it or ticket. Pretty simple. You buckle up or you get a ticket. Consider this a friendly warning, because guess what? Cops won't be giving warnings. Remember, click it or ticket.
Past the hour. Connie in Lansing wrote this in, wrote this email. First, allow me to say I enjoy your show even when you do yell. Normally I'm not a big fan of yelling, but you do it so well. I'd like to say something on behalf of Christians. I'm hoping you do know we aren't all hyped up malcontents who won't be happy until the rapture takes us away from this planet. To be honest, there are many of us who don't believe Christians are going to get out of end-time Armageddon, but will remain here to live through it just like everyone else. If it's true that the so-called Christians in our government are merely trying to bring about the end times so they can be, quote, raptured, end quote, then they are truly off their rocker, because that was never what Jesus asked his followers to do. However, Bush is no more a Christian than I'm a radio talk show host. He has merely found a great method in which to get more votes. The man is a sociopath who has no cares about anyone or anything except his own skin. That was never what Christians were asked to do. I am hardly what most church-going Christians would call a good Christian. Still, I think I have a vague understanding of what we have been commissioned to do, and it ain't to bring about the end of the world. In fact, the only thing we are supposed to worry about is people who are in need. Yep, exactly the opposite of what the administration and all those big-mouth conservative Christians are doing. Money, actually love of money, is the root of all evil, and they are the fertilizer. I told you I wasn't such a good Christian. I just wanted to mention this because it worries me that the message of peace and love that Jesus brought to us is getting drowned out by people who use a label to fool others into believing they are one of them, just so they can use them. Connie in Lansing, Michigan. Well, Connie, thank you. I have a problem with organized religion. I do not have a problem with some of the... I mean, no disrespect here. So-called avatars of the concept of God, whether the avatar is Muhammad or Jesus, or the Buddha, or Krishna, or Abraham. I'm just not a subscriber to religious belief, but I do appreciate you make a very good point, and I thank you, Connie, for writing in. I understand, and I try, not so frequently lately, but I try to differentiate between these psychopaths who call themselves Christians and people who are truly trying to follow that path, whether they be Protestant or Catholic or Orthodox Christians, because so much good is done by these people, you know, followers of the true message of Christ, of peace and social justice, and it gets lost, doesn't it? Yeah, it does. Jamie is calling. He's our Bolingbrook, Illinois Bureau Chief. Jamie, welcome to the program.
Yes, sir. Thanks a lot for having me on again. It's good to have a voice for the atheist and agnostic community. Appreciate
sure.
you doing that. I guess the biggest thing I wanted to talk about, the protest. I'm going to New York. I'm in Chicago, you know, Chicago area. I'm going to New York
right.
to protest. I read Abbie Hoffman Steele's book a few years ago, and there's some pretty good guidelines for protesting. I don't know. Do you know offhand any websites where people can really, you know, I'm new to this. I'm a young guy. I wasn't around in the '60s.
Start with, there's a million of them, but start with moveon.org. Do a Google search for peace and justice movement. Do a Google search for protest. And you'll find a ton of them. I don't want to select one or the other because the politics of some of these websites, they vary across the spectrum from liberal to extreme leftist, and you need to pick your own. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I've been advertising. I've got a big van, and I wanted to take some people with me, share some expenses. I've been advertising. You know, I've been getting some feedback from a couple of people who want to go that are anarchists, talk about going and destroying stuff, and getting fights and stuff. And I'm worried about that. I mean, I'm obviously not going to take these people, but I mean, there's going to be people doing this, and it's going to make us look bad. And I don't know. It's got to get the word out to keep it cool. You know.
Yeah, I'm a great believer in passive resistance in a situation like this. A lot of people listen to this program say, what, you're a pacifist? No, you're not. Passive resistance, when you're going up against the force, I subscribe to the teachings of Gandhi, Christ, and Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., which is passive resistance to the power when the power is so totally corrupted as it is in the Bush crime family.
Okay.
Well, when you get there, Jamie, I hope you'll call in. I may be doing something from here in Atlanta with Janine and her co-host during the convention. We'll see what happens, but I certainly would like to hear from you, okay?
Yeah, excellent. I'll have my phone on me. I'm going to have a camcorder.
Yeah, do that.
Yeah.
Take pictures, okay?
Yeah, I definitely will do that, and I'll try to check in if I can get through.
All right, Jamie, thanks.
I appreciate it, Mike. Bye.
Yes, sir. Appreciate your call. A story we're not going to get to tonight except for me to give you the headline. $8.8 billion in Iraqi funds missing. At least $8.8. This is according to Reuters News Agency. The audit by the Coalition Provisional Authority, that's us, own Inspector General, blasts the Coalition Provisional Authority for not providing adequate stewardship of at least $8.8 billion given to these Iraqi bandits who are raping and brutalizing their own country. The reason I bring this up, Bart Kopp was right. Bart Kopp's been talking about this.
Who?
BartKopp.com. He's been talking about this for months, about the thievery. You know, these people are making, they're going to wind up making the SNL collapse in this country during Bush 1 look like a child's play. There is going to be tens, if not hundreds, of billions of dollars stolen by the Bush crime family and their co-thugs. Does it not make your heart just bleed? Doesn't it? It does mine, and it enrages me. This is Air America Radio.
Reach out and touch me. Your own personal Jesus. Someone to hear your prayers. Someone who cares. Your own personal.
This year, I'm hearing two kinds of political humor. Type 1 is the standard fare of Leno, Letterman, and that crew. Easy, cheap shots that are rooted in media stereotypes. You know, George Bush is a moron, John Kerry is a flip-flopper, that type of joke. These are to humor what Chicken McNuggets are to cuisine. They make us laugh, McNuggets will fill you up, but they also reinforce all that's stupid, shallow, and incurious about our political culture. Empty humor calories. The other kind of humor makes us laugh while cutting towards some deeper truth. Okay, so George Bush is thick as a brick. How does he get away with all this stuff? While Daily Show host Jon Stewart interviewed news guy Wolf Blitzer recently, Stewart, in his funny, unique way, asked Blitzer how the mainstream news corps had been so unskeptical of the Bush pretext for the war with Iraq. And there, in the midst of a comedy show, Blitzer cops to groupthink on the part of the media. You could surf the news channels for weeks and never find that insight into today's politics, but it was there on a comedy show. This has been a Mother Jones Minute.
I think today, in particular, women have a tremendous amount that they're carrying around, men and women.
Wendy Light for the Doctor's Night Guard Dental Protector.
I own a flower shop. I have a lot on my plate. I grind my teeth very, very, very badly. I clench, I grind. The Doctor's Night Guard took care of that. You know, we have the weight of the world on our shoulders. We don't need the weight of the world in our mouths.
Relieve the nightly grind with the Doctor's Night Guard in the oral care section.
What that sound is? Let me help you out. It's a jail cell door getting slammed shut after you've been booked for DUI. Don't think you'll get caught? Think again. Officers are cracking down from coast to coast this month. So listen up. If you drive impaired, you will pay. The choice is yours. Designate a sober driver or... You drink and drive, you lose. This message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation.
As a pharmacist, I get lots of questions this time of year. It's the season for scrapes, itchy bug bites, and rashes. That's why I recommend Maximum Strength Gold Bond Cream and First Aid Spray for fast, soothing relief. Gold Bond Cream has two maximum strength medicines that are proven to relieve pain and itch really fast. And Gold Bond First Aid Spray, in an easy-to-use pump, helps stop pain and itch. Plus, it helps kill germs that can lead to infection. This summer, get Gold Bond and get fast, soothing relief you can trust.
Former Hershey syrup users are telling us why they switched to Rich Chocolate Ovaltine.
I was looking for something more nutritious for the kids because they drink a lot of chocolate milk. I never really thought about Ovaltine until we went to my mother-in-law's house. Now, that's all we drink. I even got my mom to try Ovaltine. She was a die-hard Hershey syrup person, and so she had to drink Rich Chocolate Ovaltine. She loved the Ovaltine taste. Now she drinks it, too.
Ovaltine. Try it for the nutrition. Keep buying it for the taste.
More Ovaltine, please!
Hi, I'm David Orrick. If you love your lungs, then purify the air in your home with the same technology used in our U.S. submarine fleet, the same advanced technology that's in my Orrick tabletop air purifier. I call my air machine a lung saver. You'll call it a miracle. Call 1-800-989-4200, 1-800-989-4200, and breathe easier with the best air purifier you can buy.
Air America's Morning Sedition.
I'm Mark Maron on Friday's Morning Sedition. Check out the roster. Congresswoman Corrine Brown, Ambassador Joe Wilson, and a guy who lives on a commune in Texas and showed Fahrenheit 9/11 against the wall of a building. Plus, the Reverend Al Sharpton joins us to tell us how he blew the walls out. That and our weekly check on the Antichrist. We're fighting for our lives here on Friday's Morning Sedition.
On Air America Radio.
Before the hour, Maureen Farrell writes for BuzzFlash.com, and she's a damn good writer. She wrote this piece called Conventional Facades, Why the Republicans Have to Hide Their Agenda. And she quotes a couple of people here. A former Nixon aide, Charles Colson, in U.S. News and World Report back in March of 2003. Charles Colson, you remember, is a convicted felon who found Jesus, or says he does. He has this prison ministry going now. Colson was one of the more vicious thugs who worked for Dick Nixon. Anyway, Colson says, quote, "Some wonder if the president might be influenced by evangelical teachings that envision an end-of-the-world battle between Israel and its enemies. It would be dangerous for a president to take a particular theology like that and apply it to world events," end quote. Well, Chuck, that's exactly what George W. Bush has done. And what you were trying to do, of course, is divert attention away from the fact that that is what he's done. From The Guardian, April 20th this year, "Their beliefs are bonkers, but they are at the heart of power. U.S. Christian fundamentalists are driving Bush's Middle East policy." And then The Village Voice from May of this year, "Bush White House checked with rapture Christians before latest Israel move." Now, the irony of this, of course we know this, don't we, that the war in Iraq had an Israel flavor to it, not because the Armageddonists want to protect Israel. But what the Armageddonists want, even more than Ariel Sharon, is the utter and total destruction and death of every single Palestinian. Clear them out so Jesus can step his feet on the Holy Land. Now, here's the irony. And you know this. According to Armageddonist theology, according to Christian fundamentalist theology, when the great day arrives and the Lamb of God returns, the Jews in Israel will be given one last chance. Because, as any good Christian knows, the Jews have rejected the Messiah. They will be given their last chance to accept Jesus Christ as their Messiah, and when they do not, they will be butchered like pigs, like dogs, like animals. Who will do the butchering? The mighty armies of Jesus Christ. Who are in the mighty armies of Jesus Christ? The fundamentalist Christians who will take up their swords and their AK-47s and wade into Tel Aviv, wade into Haifa, wade into Jerusalem, wade into Gaza, and slaughter! It's in the Bible, truth seeker. Now, in the meantime, people wonder why Israel has a nuclear arsenal of what? 80, 100, 200 nuclear bombs? Who do you think those are designed for? Tehran? Baghdad? Somewhere in Syria? Cairo? No. Those are designed to hold the United States at bay, where the Christian fundamentalist crazies are licking their chops and rubbing their hands, waiting for the chance to bring Jesus back and then butcher the Jews. The Jews are saying, are you out of your minds? These people are crazy. Maureen Farrell writes, soon after Dick Cheney told Senator Patrick Leahy to go Cheney himself, the Republican National Committee feigned outrage over actor Alec Baldwin's assertion that the Republican Party has been hijacked by fundamentalist wackos. Well, the word wackos is indeed jarring. There are a few suitable descriptions for the Harry Potter-fearing, Armageddon-embracing, end-of-days experts the White House reportedly cavorts with. Maureen goes on to say, after uncovering notes proving that White House staffers were, quote, taking two-hour meetings with Christian fundamentalists, end quote, The Village Voice announced, quote, apparently we're not supposed to know. The National Security Council's top Middle East aide consults with apocalyptic Christians eager to ensure American policy on Israel conforms with their doomsday scenarios. Does this sound normal to you? Now, these crazy Christian evangelical snake-handling fundamentalists bring Jesus back so we can kill the Jews types will not be at the upcoming Republican National Convention. No, indeed. Maureen writes, it seems the God's Own Party is conjuring up a special made-for-TV GOP fantasy world wherein John McCain, Rudy Giuliani, Arnold Schwarzenegger rule the roost, and Republican Grendels, the folks Lee Atwater once referred to as the extra chromosome conservatives, they will remain hidden. Yeah. With polls showing that the majority of Americans favor stem cell research by as much as 70%, and with most preferring to keep religion the hell out of politics, the Republican Party has plenty to hide. There will be little evidence, Maureen writes, of the greased-up, Bible-thumping turbo engine currently driving the party. Yes, in lieu of the GOP congressmen who've been peddling Christian nation legislation, you'll see Zell Miller. Instead of agenda maven Tom DeLay, you'll see Rudy Giuliani. Instead of the less-than-conventional John Ashcroft, you'll see John McCain. What the Republican Party is really going towards, Maureen writes, you see, isn't what most Americans want. For the most part, Jane and John Q. Public aren't praying for Armageddon or a star-spangled theocracy, and chances are most don't even realize how diligently some Republican activists have been laying the groundwork for both. We're in a world of trouble, Truth Seeker. Now, you can read the rest of this at BuzzFlash.com, Maureen Farrell, she's a great writer. You all know this. I'm sure a lot of you have read her stuff. Yeah, you won't see these people. You're not going to see Pat Robertson. You're not going to see Jerry Falwell. You're not going to see Tom DeLay. You're not going to see these people up on the stage. These blood-soaked Armageddonists who want to kill the Arabs, kill the Muslims, kill the Buddhists, and, yes, kill the Jews. That's what they're involved. Oh, unless you convert. Unless you convert, we'll butcher you. We'll have hams made out of your thighs. Now, you're smart enough to know that I'm not being, I'm not indulging in any hyperbole here. You know how sick these people are. They have taken a perfectly good religion, if you believe perfectly good religions exist, and they have turned it into something perverse, filthy, foul, vile, and destructive. And I will tell you, even though I'm not a believer, if Jesus Christ himself were here today, he would take these people by the throat and choke them till they died. These Christian evangelists. He would pound their heads into a bloody pulp. He would stomp on them. Isn't that what they say? That Jesus said, I didn't come into this world as a peacemaker. I came as a warrior. Okay. All right. You animals will be the first ones that he butchers, if he existed. I mean in the sense of being divine. Now, this is back in October, and that's when we talked about this. This sick, twisted Lieutenant General William Jerry Boykin, he's been reprimanded. This just crossed yesterday, U.S. Army General violated Pentagon rules by failing to properly clear speeches in which he described the war on terror as a Christian battle against Satan and should be punished. According to an inspector general's report, what did this psychopath say? Have you seen the videos of him in churches around the country striding around the stage in full battle dress? Have you seen this sick son of a... this general? Now, the way it was reported by the Telegraph of the UK last fall, the general leading the hunt for Osama bin Laden and Saddam Hussein has publicly declared that the Christian God is bigger than Allah, who happens to be a false idol, and he believes the war on terrorism is a fight with Satan. Investigative reporters from the LA Times and NBC Television have dug up 2 years' worth of seemingly incendiary comments from Lieutenant General William Jerry Boykin, the newly promoted Deputy Undersecretary of State for Defense for Intelligence. General Boykin has repeatedly told Christian groups and prayer meetings that George W. Bush was chosen by God. to lead the global fight against Satan. He told one gathering, quote, "Why is this man in the White House? The majority of Americans did not vote for him. He's in the White House because God put him there for a time such as this," end quote. In January, he told Baptists in Florida about a victory over a Muslim warlord in Somalia who had boasted that Allah would protect him from American capture. General Boykin said, "I knew my God was bigger than his. I knew my God was a real God and his was an idol." He also emerged from that conflict with a photograph of the Somalian capital, Mogadishu. And floating above the city skyline, there was a strange dark mark. He said that this showed, quote, "the principalities of darkness, a demonic presence in that city that God revealed to me as the enemy." On the Middle East, General Boykin told an Oregon church in June of 2003 that America could not ignore its Judeo-Christian roots. He said, quote, "our religion came from Judaism, and therefore Islamic radicals will hate us forever. Our enemy is a spiritual enemy because we are a nation of believers. The enemy's name is Satan." Good God. This is what we need in these times, right? So, yesterday, the Department of Defense, the watchdog agency, said Lieutenant General William Boykin, who is an obvious psychopath, dear God in heaven, whoops, he is an obvious psychopath. He's also a top-ranking intelligence officer. The Department of Defense's watchdog agency said this crazy, sick person used official data in some of the 23 religious-oriented speeches he gave after January 2002, which should have been cleared. Now, what are they recommending? They're not saying that he's a sick bastard that needs to have his command taken away. They're just saying, well, he didn't follow orders, so we're going to reprimand him. You know, we're not going to dwell on whether his remarks was appropriate for a senior Pentagon official. We just think he should have got clearance. You know what I'm saying?
Charles Schwab, founder and chairman of the Charles Schwab Corporation.
One of the key ingredients for our success at Schwab is making sure we always have great service in combination with low prices.
With trades as low as $9.95, Schwab's new Trades for Less has lowered the cost of online equity trades.
That's why you come to a firm like Schwab, to get a better opportunity to diversify, a better opportunity to get the best possible deal when it comes to investing. That's what everyone is looking for, and that's what Schwab provides.
Schwab offers online equity trades as low as $9.95, plus advice, industry-leading equity research, and unparalleled service. Call 1-800-7-SCHWAB or stop by your local branch today.
$9.95 rate requires enrollment in Schwab Trader CT or at least $1 million in household assets. Other trading discounts subject to eligibility requirements. Some benefits, including advice and certain equity research, available for a fee only through one or more Schwab Personal Choice or other fee-based services. New trading commissions effective 6/21/04. Charles Schwab & Co. Inc., member SIPC and NYSE.
Are you a shift worker or work nights? Do you have complaints of excessive sleepiness on the job, including your commute to and from work? If so, you may have evidence of chronic shift work sleep disorder, a medical condition with excessive sleepiness associated with working nights. Clinilabs Incorporated is conducting a research trial of an investigational medication for excessive sleepiness associated with chronic shift work sleep disorder. If you have complaints of excessive sleepiness and are working a late or overnight shift and are 18 to 65 years of age, you may qualify to participate. Daytime and overnight visits are required, and compensation for time and travel will be provided. Qualified participants will receive trial-related medication and care at no cost. Call Clinilabs Incorporated now, 1-866-244-5544, to see if you qualify. That's Clinilabs Incorporated, 1-866-244-5544, 1-866-244-5544.
So by now you know that XM Satellite Radio has over 120 channels of 100% commercial-free music, plus news, sports, and talk this year. But do you know about the Delphi XM Rode 2, the smallest and lightest satellite radio ever? It even has a stock ticker that you can customize with up to 20 of your favorite stocks, and a built-in wireless audio adapter so you can easily listen to it through any car or home stereo. All for less than $130. XM Satellite Radio. Required $9.99 monthly subscription and hardware sold separately. Activation fee applies.
When allergies come with sinus pain, my Claritin just doesn't have it.
My Benadryl doesn't have it either.
Even my prescription allergy medicines don't have it.
Only Advil Allergy Sinus has it. It's the first and only allergy medicine with the pain-relieving power of Advil. So you get allergy relief plus advanced medicine for sinus pain. That's two-way relief.
Now I know what all the others are missing. Advil for my sinus pain.
Advil Allergy Sinus. Don't just stop allergies that hurt.
Attention, smokers. Find out how to get two free cartons of your preferred brand of cigarettes. That's right. The makers of Smoke Free and 3 are so confident you will finally quit smoking that they'll buy your next two cartons for you if you don't quit. Never again will you have smoke-filled clothes, bad breath, or jeopardize the health of your loved ones. Just listen to these ex-smokers.
I've been smoking a carton of cigarettes per week as long as I can remember. The very first day I started the Smoke Free and 3 system, I quit.
This is Shelly, and my cravings have decreased. I'm calmer, less irritable, and I've been smoke-free for a month now.
This system really surprised me on how effectively and quickly it worked.
Smoke Free and 3 is strong against cravings mentally and physically, so you can stop for good. No stress, no jitters, no anxiety, and no more money wasted on cigarettes.
Call now for your trial of Smoke Free and 3 at 1-800-304-1766. Stop smoking in just days. Guaranteed. 800-304-1766. If you don't stop, we'll send you $100 to buy your next two cartons. Call 1-800-304-1766. That's 1-800-304-1766.
I would never use God to promote foreign policy decisions.
Well, you know the lyrics to that song. The lunatic is in my head. You raise the blade. You make the change. You rearrange me till I'm sane. I honestly believe, and as you do, that the framers of the Constitution, well, they made a few major glaring errors. They did understand the hideous, horrifying danger of mixing religion and government. They were closer to the 16th, 17th, and 18th centuries. Well, they lived in the 18th, but they were closer to that time than we are today. We can look at the history books, but there were still people alive in the 1770s, 1780s who could tell you about religious butchery. Hell, all we have to do today is take a look at India. You want to see religious butchery? Take a look at the occupied territories. You want to see religious butchery? It's not political. But to think that religious fanatics have gotten control of the government of the United States of America, to think that has happened, that's the thing that is the most frightening to me, is that we have people in power who honestly believe that it's their God-given, literally, duty to push us into Armageddon, into massive global butchery, into the slaughter of everyone who doesn't think like them. And that's why I swear I cannot understand the attraction that the leaders of the state of Israel have for these Christian fundamentalists. Well, I guess I can't understand it, because they are involved. Israel, even though it is allegedly a Jewish state, it is secular in the sense that it is political. It is a political entity. It is a state. And all those nukes Israel has, I just don't think they're designed to use against Cairo. I think they are a massive deterrent against the red-eyed, fire-breathing, sword-wielding, AK-47-toting Christians who eventually will come swooping through the land of Israel like, oh, I don't know, a plague of locusts, maybe? All right. Is it Eileen or Aileen calling from New York City? I'm sorry if I'm mispronouncing your name there. I can't
quite... It's okay,
quite...
Mike. This is Eileen.
Eileen. Hi, Eileen.
The Upper East Side of Manhattan, excuse me.
Uh-huh.
I was in a religious cult, in a Christian cult, when I was 20 years old.
Yeah.
And I'm 51 now, so it's been quite a while, but I have a particular loathing for this crowd. And I know how they operate.
Yeah.
I can also throw Bible verses at them when necessary to make my point.
Sure.
But I have become aware of a group that, I don't know if you've done any shows on it, because I've only been listening to you steadily since you've been on Air America, but they're called Christian Reconstructionists.
Oh, yeah. Let me just very quickly tell you, I and the Christian Reconstructionist movement go back about 14 or 15 years. They have a very strong presence in metro Atlanta, in Cobb County, which is one of the five counties that make up the actual metro Atlanta.
Mm-hmm.
Back then, when I took on Rush, what's his name?
John Rush Dooney.
Rush Dooney and, yeah, and the Christian Reconstruction Movement, that's when the radio station I worked for got bomb threats. That's when I got death threats. And
uh-huh.
finally, uh-huh, that's when an expert in terrorism from the Atlanta Police Department visited me after the second time they had to clear WSB radio and television because of a bomb threat. And he said to me, "Do you have a gun permit to carry a gun?" I said,
"Oh,
no, I don't." He said, "Well, I'm going to advise you something, Mr. Malloy. You need to go out to the police firing range in DeKalb County and get qualified, and we will give you a permit, because these people will kill you."
They will.
And, and since that time, I carry a weapon.
Mm-hmm.
And I am not that type of person. I've said before, I wish I didn't live in a society that was as gun-saturated as this one. But I'll tell you what, one of these people come towards me, I will put a bullet in their forehead faster than you can say, "Jesus saves." You understand what I'm saying?
That's your patootie. Oh, yeah. And I'll tell you what, these people have absolutely no scruples. They think that they have to make the country safe, ready, the world ready for Jesus to return, and that Jesus won't come back unless this is a Christian country.
Right.
And who does this remind you of? Who are they exactly like?
Hitler?
Osama bin Laden?
Oh, sure. Fundamentalists on any side of the religious spectrum, to me, are the most
disgusting,
serious danger to
dangerous
life on this planet.
They're horrible. I have my own spiritual beliefs. I am not really an agnostic, because I believe in a higher power, but I don't choose to put it in a box.
Sure.
And I really don't like religions, because they do divide people. But I know some wonderful Christian people who really do try to follow the teachings of Christ and who are good people who mm-hmm. don't ascribe to this. But as you know, if you know the Dominionists and the Reconstructionists, they
sure
do not want anything. They think that Christians who are mainstream are apostate.
Oh, yeah. And they will be
kill them, too.
Yeah, they'll be put to the sword, too.
You bet. Or the women right will be buried up to their necks and stoned to death
mm-hmm.
for adultery, homosexuals. They're complete and utter homophobes. So anything they don't agree with is worthy of the death penalty as far as they're concerned. And they're the ones who are going to interpret the Bible. And who the hell was John of Patmos anyway, who supposedly wrote the book of Revelation?
Revelation, yeah.
Yeah, the biblical scholars aren't sure who he was.
Right.
And why does he have the authority to be influencing all of these people? They don't think he was, you know, John the Apostle.
I know. It's astonishing. It never fails to amaze me, the depth of this illness that permeates these people. And as you point out, the Christian Reconstructionists absolutely are the worst. Eileen, thanks for checking in.
Thank you, Mike.
All right. You have a nice evening. This thing about being licensed to carry a gun, and I have to renew it here in Atlanta. I have to go in every 2 years. and go out on the firing range and requalify. And it didn't come because somebody threatened me politically. You understand what I'm saying? This came from religious wackos. It never occurred to me to arm myself until this lieutenant from the anti-terrorism unit of the Atlanta Police Department 14 years ago said, you better arm yourself. All right, we'll be back. Stay with us. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America Radio.
Have you been asking yourself, where's my official Air America Radio t-shirt, tote bag, travel mug, and baseball cap? Well, they're here. Just go to airamericaradio.com and click on our Get the Gear banner. It's that easy.
You'll need money and a credit card.
Check out our Air America Radio classic thong and dog shirt.
Note, these are two separate items. Do not put an Air America Radio thong on your dog. That would be wrong.
Get all your Air America gear at airamericaradio.com. Wear the air.
How was school today, honey?
Well, in language arts, I opened my color-coded wrapper keeper. Then I used the subject-specific reference sheets in my notebook to make sure I was properly using a semicolon.
Who are you, and what have you done with my son?
Now, for the first time, Scholastic and Mead have created a unique line of school supplies to help your child be more organized and better prepared to succeed in the classroom.
Mom, wake up! It's really me!
Now, thanks to Scholastic and Mead, kids will learn like never before.
You're listening to 1190 WLIB New York, the home of Air America Radio.
Air America Radio News, I'm Terry Sheridan. Radical Shiite cleric Muqtada al-Sadr remains holed up in an Islamic holy shrine in Najaf, despite threats of military action from the Iraqi government. Sadr's defiance is a reversal from yesterday, when he said he would agree to get his supporters to lay down their weapons and leave the mosque, where he's been holed up for 2 weeks. Democratic presidential candidate John Kerry is staunchly defending his war record in Vietnam by accusing President Bush of allowing a Republican-funded attack group to, quote, do his dirty work. Kerry spoke to a group of firefighters in Boston today, saying that if the president wants to have a debate about his service record in Vietnam, quote, bring it on. A Bush spokesman responded by saying the president would never raise questions about Kerry's military service. White House spokesman Scott McClellan says President Bush denounces all unregulated political ads from what he calls shadowy groups. At a news briefing near the Bush Ranch in Crawford, Texas, McClellan says other shadowy groups have made a lot of false claims about the president.
Senator Kerry is the one who has given his tacit approval to this kind of unregulated soft money activity by shadowy groups. He can join us in condemning all of this activity and calling for an end to it, and then we can move on to really focus on what this campaign should be about.
McClellan noted that the president has asked Senator Kerry to join him in denouncing all unregulated, privately funded attack ads. Georgia Democratic Senator Zell Miller will deliver the keynote address at the Republican National Convention the night before President Bush accepts his party's nomination at Madison Square Garden. Ed Gillespie, chairman of the RNC, also says this convention will be called, quote, Fulfilling America's Promise by Building a Safer World. Gillespie says the four-day event will pay tribute to the nation's courage, hope, and compassion, and herald the opportunity available in this country. In 1992, Miller delivered the keynote speech at Madison Square Garden as part of Bill Clinton's nomination. It's not often that a U.S. senator is mixed up with a potential terrorist, but that's what's happened to Senator Ted Kennedy. The Massachusetts Democrat told a Senate committee hearing that he had been blocked from boarding several commercial airline flights because his name was on a no-fly list intended to keep potential terrorists off planes. Shares of the internet company Google closed above the $100 mark on the first day of trading on the NASDAQ exchange. After selling for $85 in their initial public offering, the shares escalated to more than $104. Before settling at $100.34 for an 18% gain. Analysts say the shares are likely to continue to gain because of buyers who stayed out of Google's unconventional auction for shares. Yesterday, the company sold 19 million shares at $85 each, raising more than $1.6 billion. That makes it the biggest initial public offering by an internet company so far. The death of a 37-year-old man in Central Florida brings to 23 the total deaths associated with Hurricane Charley. Emergency officials say the man fell from a tree and died yesterday. You're listening to Air America Radio News. I'm Terry Sheridan.
Guess what that sound is? Let me help you out. It's a jail cell door getting slammed shut after you've been booked for DUI. Don't think you'll get caught? Think again. Officers are cracking down from coast to coast this month. So listen up. If you drive impaired, you will pay. The choice is yours. Designate a sober driver or... You drink and drive, you lose. This message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation.
As a pharmacist, I get lots of questions this time of year. It's the season for scrapes, itchy bug bites, and rashes. That's why I recommend Maximum Strength Gold Bond Cream and First Aid Spray for fast, soothing relief. Gold Bond Cream has two maximum strength medicines that are proven to relieve pain and itch really fast. And Gold Bond First Aid Spray, in an easy-to-use pump, helps stop pain and itch. Plus, it helps kill germs that can lead to infection. This summer, get Gold Bond and get fast, soothing relief you can trust.
Hi, I'm David Orrick. If you love your lungs, then purify the air in your home with the same technology used in our U.S. submarine fleet, the same advanced technology that's in my Orrick tabletop air purifier. I call my air machine a lung saver. You'll call it a miracle. Call 1-800-989-4200, 1-800-989-4200, and breathe easier with the best air purifier you can buy.
Chris and Jim, leave a message. Hey, sweetie, it's me. You're not going to believe this. I'm still here. Looks like I'm going to be late again, so don't wait for me for dinner, okay? I'm really sorry. I love you. See you later. Okay, bye.
You know what's wrong with gay marriages? The same things that are wrong with straight ones. Support same-sex marriage. A message from PFLAG and EqualMarriage.ca.
If you're in sales and aren't using WebEx, you could be losing money. Big money. With WebEx, the leader in web meetings, you get the interactivity of face-to-face meetings without the hassle and expense of flying or driving. And because WebEx meetings are so convenient, you'll make more sales presentations, which means bigger commissions for you. Go to WebEx.com for a 14-day free trial to see how powerful a WebEx sales meeting can be. Be where you need to be with WebEx meetings. Get started with a 14-day free trial. That's WebEx.com.
Hi, this is Al Franken. Friday on the Al Franken Show, are you tired of best-of shows that sound a little something like this? What's coming up next? What? Another reporter from The Nation? Damn it, can we get any guests from some other f***ing magazine? Well, say goodbye to boring, inept, and violent best-of shows. John Dean, Maureen Dowd, Henry Kissinger, Triumph the Insult Comic Dog, Friday on The Al Franken Show.
Welcome back. 6:30 past the hour. Malloy here on Air America Radio. Thank you for joining us. If you just tuned in, boy, you missed 2 hours of the best talk radio ever. Harold is calling from New York. Harold, welcome to the program.
Hi, Mike. How are you doing? Can you hear me okay?
I hear you fine. Slow down.
Okay, great. Listen, I'm the bar owner from New York who had the charity fundraiser. I called your show a couple of nights ago about that.
Yes, I remember. How'd it go?
It went very well. I want to thank one of your listeners for sending me a song. It's a song you play on the air. I don't remember the name of it. I'm going to download it and use it the next time. I just wanted to talk about Bloomberg. You mentioned Bloomberg earlier, that he's going to be using a 150-decibel megaphone.
Yeah.
On the demonstrator.
Yeah.
Demonstrators. Well, this is the same mayor who is cracking down on all kinds of noise. He has a new noise code. he wants to ban Mr. Softy trucks with their little jingle.
Uh-huh.
He wants to ban barking dogs after 5 minutes.
Yeah.
And if a Department of Environmental Protection officer comes to my bar and can hear music from my premises 10 feet away in 80 decibels, I get a $1,400 fine.
Nice.
And he wants to close down all the bars and clubs in New York at 1 a.m. if they don't play their music, if they play their music louder than 90 decibels.
Well, I guess what the deal is here, Harold, is that people who are exercising a constitutional right deserve to be treated like street dogs, and their children. If they happen to bring their 3-year-old or their baby or their 8-year-old, then those children can have their eardrums broken, and it's okay, because after all, they are protesting Republican religious nutcase George W. Bush.
It's insane.
Yeah.
If the Republicans up on our town, I mean, we didn't have enough with 9/11. You know, we have to have these leeches and horror. I dread. You know, I mean, I run a bar here in East Village. I dread seeing these Republicans running the streets of the East Village. I doubt they'll make it this far east, but, you know, just their bad karma. There's going to be so much bad karma here in New York. Oh, my God.
I know.
But he's such a hypocrite. And. You know, he causes so much noise. Like the police department, I go to their meetings, they tell me that the number one problem they have with bars is the noise complaints they're getting because he banned cigarette smoking inside a bar, so all the patrons have to come out into the street and they're getting a lot of noise complaints. And this is the same kind of, this is the same guy who wants to subject innocent people to 150 decibels of noise.
Well, that's just one of the things. A lot of this stuff is not being publicized, of course, but I'm sure that there are some surprises in store for peaceful demonstrators when they come to New York City to protest the re-coronation of George W. Bush. And I hate to think what those surprises are going to be, but this is how you test weaponry. So-called non-lethal weaponry. Get a huge crowd, like it's going to be in New York City for this Republican convention, and treat them to, slippery foam and a plastic rope and new kinds of sound and maybe nausea-producing odors and gases. This, you know, test it on your own people. We have a long history of doing that in this country, going all the way back to the 50s. Why should now be any different, right?
Well, you know what? That's what that movie Blue Thunder was about.
Yeah, that's right.
It came out in the 80s. You remember that? About that helicopter they wanted to test it on the low-income neighborhoods in Los Angeles when the Olympics were coming.
Right. I remember. Harold, I got to move on. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Mike. Bye-bye.
All right. Take care. Debbie is calling from Sacramento, California. Debbie, welcome to the program.
Hi.
Hi.
Hey, I was listening to you. You were talking about the fact that we will be seeing probably a representation from the Christian right at the convention, and
yeah,
they'll keep them
hidden, right?
Yes, I was thinking, well, now I guess this will be time for some fun. You know, they won't have to have the Onward Christian Soldiers choir singing or whatever. But what they could do for the grand finale, I was thinking this. I'd watched the motion picture. I don't know if you've ever heard of it before, but it's called The Magic Christian. It was an old Peter Sellers movie from the late 60s where he was played this man who was a Guy Grand, who was an eccentric, very rich man who had no heirs, and he adopted a homeless man in the park who was Ringo Starr, and he took him on an adventure to show him how ridiculous the pursuit of money is.
Uh-huh.
And they travel on the maiden voyage of this ultra luxurious ocean liner called the Magic Christian, which was state of the art, but in actuality, in the bowels of it were oarsmen being whipped by Raquel Welch, doing all of this. So it was just a fine patina of wealth, but with nothing really.
No, I miss it. I remember when the movie came out. I miss it. Now you're making me go to my local video rental store and get this.
Get it. And it's just unbelievable. But anyway,
yeah.
The final scene is where, Ringo Starr is showing his father that he understands how ridiculous his pursuit of money is.
Uh-huh.
And while all these unbelievably rich people and their sequins and their finery are standing around, he's standing there. He's filling this gigantic, like, doughboy pool-size tank with every kind of horrible thing, like excrement and cow's blood and urine and everything else. And the final thing is, while these people are standing there transfixed on him, is that he dumps bags and bags of money into it.
Mm.
And as the music swells up, he offers, it beckons them to come this way and, you know, check it out. And these people start marching up the ramp to, if you want it, come and get it. But you better hurry because it's going fast. You know, it's
right,
a Beatles
right.
song.
Right.
And these people are walking with their finery, their jewels, their tiaras and everything else into this tank, gathering up the money, and some of them are submerging. I thought, what a wonderful finish, because basically what it is their true religion is greed and power, you know,
it
behind
is.
All of this, the cloaking of wrapping themselves in religion. That's simply what it is. That's the bottom line. And now that they won't have the pesky, the fundamentalists there to, quote mm-hmm. chapter and verse to them,
mm-hmm.
they can, really have some fun in lieu of the balloon drop and, you know, for some comedy relief or, you know, entertainment value, since there won't be really anything in these speeches that anybody will want to listen to. But I thought this would be the perfect finale for them, and it would show them for what they are. And they're really actually quite arrogant anyway. I don't think they care what we think. I think they've got people that feel that somehow they are going to be able to, hang on to their shirt tails, and they're going to be taken with these ultra-rich, dead-eyed people, these evil psychos that are, running this country now. And in reality, they're all going to be left behind.
I think so, Debbie. I've got to move on. Thank you. I appreciate the movie review. Also, I'm gonna have to
Magic
get that.
Magic Christian, Peter.
Yeah, the Magic Christian. Thanks, Debbie. You have a nice evening. How do we miss that one, Kathy? We haven't rented that. We need to get the Magic Christian. Clay is calling from Longpoke, California. Is that right, Longpoke? Hey, Clay.
Hi.
Hey.
How you doing, Mike?
I'm doing fine.
Well, I had a letter from Walter Cronkite that I received, I don't know, it's probably, a month and a half, month and a half ago.
Yeah.
I don't know if you're familiar with the Interfaith Alliance.
Oh, yeah, Interfaith Alliance, I am.
Well, in this stack of papers that I have here, of course, I have a lot of stacks. And anyway, I was listening to your show, and I... it looks like, it's quite a big organization.
Yeah, Christians, and Muslims, and Jews that are trying, if I'm correct, are trying to find common ground. After all, they all are children of Abraham in the religious sense. And the Interfaith Alliance, it's my understanding, they try to bring some sanity to the crazy, insane world of religious fanaticism.
Yes, they do talk a lot, it looks like, here about Pat Robertson and Jerry Farwell.
How sick they are.
Yes.
Right.
And in reference to, having such an impact on the election.
Right.
And, of course, the election that's coming up. I think this is Walter Cronkite sent this out with his support, trying to get people to look at it and
mm-hmm.
say, hey, this is serious.
I think, and Clay, thank you. I appreciate your call. I'm going to move on because we're running out of time here. But I think, Clay, when you have somebody of Walter Cronkite's stature, and he's getting to be an old man, but when you have him lending his name to something like religious fanaticism, the opposite side of religious fanaticism, I think it speaks volumes. Quick break. We'll be right back. This is Air America Radio.
Every day, Americans play a game. The stakes are very high.
Now stepping to the plate, the Smith family going for a home loan. The loan officer's checking their credit report. This one's going to be close.
Wouldn't you like to know what's in your credit report before you apply for credit? Now you can. Log on to freecreditreport.com and find out how to get your credit report instantly and online for free.
It's a home run.
Log on to freecreditreport.com and win the biggest game of your life. freecreditreport.com.
To the discriminating driver, a luxurious driving experience isn't an option as much as a requirement.
That's why Goodyear developed the new Assurance, featuring Comfort Tread technology. Not only does this tire offer a distinct upscale appearance, it delivers a smooth, quiet, comfortable ride. Assurance, featuring Comfort Tread technology. It's the ultimate accessory for your luxury vehicle. For complete details and the retailer nearest you, call 1-800-GOODYEAR.
Sudden ups and downs, breathtaking twists and turns. No, it's not a roller coaster. It's the stock market. But it doesn't have to be a rough ride. Just subscribe to Barron's, America's premier financial weekly. Subscribe now and get 13 weeks of Barron's for only $39. Each fact-filled issue brings you investing insights, market information, and special reports you won't find anywhere else. Special reports that include the best-performing companies, mutual fund managers, and the outlook for stocks, bonds, and mutual funds. That's not all. Subscribe today and you'll also get Barron's Guide to Building Wealth, plus 4 weeks of Barron's Online free with your paid subscription. All the tools you need to make smarter investment decisions. That's 13 weeks of Barron's plus the Guide to Building Wealth and 4 weeks of Barron's Online, all for only $39. This offer is available to new subscribers in the continental U.S. Call now 800-553-4400. That's 800-553-4400 for Barron's.
For free confidential small business advice, call SCORE at 800-634-0245 or log on to SCORE.org. Every year, thousands of people get help from SCORE when starting or growing their companies, and you can be one of them.
My SCORE counselor taught me how to create a business plan and make sound financial projections so that I could get a small business loan. I don't think I could have approached my bank so confidently without SCORE's help.
SCORE mentors can help with business planning, cash flow management, and market analysis.
My SCORE mentor walked me through the steps of identifying a market, researching the competition, pricing my product, and so much more.
Call SCORE at 800-634-0245 to meet with experts who have been in your shoes.
All I really needed was a sounding board for my ideas, someone I could trust. My SCORE counselor talked me through my business questions and gave me the courage I needed to expand.
If you're a small business owner or thinking about starting a company, call SCORE today, 800-634-0245, or visit SCORE.org for free confidential advice. SCORE is a nonprofit association and a resource partner with the U.S. Small Business Administration.
Attention smokers, find out how to get 2 free cartons of your preferred brand of cigarettes. That's right, the makers of Smoke Free and 3 are so confident you will finally quit smoking that they'll buy your next 2 cartons for you if you don't quit. Never again will you have smoke-filled clothes, bad breath, or jeopardize the health of your loved ones. Just listen to these ex-smokers.
I've been smoking a carton of cigarettes per week as long as I can remember. The very first day I started the Smoke Free and 3 system, I quit.
This is Shelly, and my cravings have decreased. I'm calmer, less irritable, and I've been smoke-free for a month now.
This system really surprised me on how effectively and quickly it worked.
Smoke Free and 3 is strong against cravings mentally and physically, so you can stop for good. No stress, no jitters, no anxiety, and no more money wasted on cigarettes.
Call now for your trial of Smoke Free and 3 at 1-800-304-1766. Stop smoking in just days. Guaranteed. 800-304-1766. If you don't stop, we'll send you $100 to buy your next 2 cartons. Call 1-800-304-1766. That's 1-800-304-1766.
Sorry to hear that. 21 past the hour. Tom is calling from Boston. Tom, welcome to the program, sir.
Hi, Mike. You're the best. We have a lot of work to do in this country, even after Kerry gets into office. George Orwell said that he who controls the past controls the future. Right. And I think that's the problem, is these religious conservatives have written this mythical past about these heroes, the Puritans, that they claimed founded America, but they didn't. I mean, people in 1776 founded America, not the people in 1620. Mm-hmm. Here in Massachusetts, more people are aware, but not around the country. The Puritans were driven from power here around the year 1700. And it was written into the Massachusetts Constitution that no clerics could be in government anymore. And that was directly because of the Salem witch trials, and it was directly because of other abuses by the Puritans. They hanged Quakers and other members of rival Christian sects on the steps of the Massachusetts State House.
Wow.
You know, and this is, unfortunately, this has been left out of history books in public schools.
I didn't know that.
150 years of our history.
I didn't know that the state of Massachusetts had that in their constitution, that nobody, what was it you said, nobody who is connected with the clergy can hold public office? Is that?
That's correct, yeah.
Yeah.
And it was, and those people were driven from power in around the year 1700, and it was basically their grandchildren who were the revolutionaries in 1776, you know, and they took the model of the Massachusetts Constitution and wrote the U.S. Constitution with those same strict separation of church and state, because they still had a memory of those abuses of power. And yet we have this idea today from religious conservatives that people were all coming here to escape religious persecution, and that's just not true.
No, they were coming here to establish religious persecution. Their own brand.
And people back then were coming here, most of them, for the same reason they come here today, for economic opportunities. You know, I mean, there were some people that wanted to found their own, you know, weird cult sects or whatever.
Right.
But the people that arrived here in Massachusetts were immediately persecuted. I had ancestors that were persecuted by the Puritans. And sentenced to horrible torture.
Well, the thing that irritates me beyond belief is when I hear these people say that this is a Christian nation. I think the framers of the Constitution went out of their way to establish that it was not. I think it was Thomas Jefferson in the Treaty of Tripoli or whatever it was called, where it was written categorically into that treaty that the United States of America was not in any way, shape, or form a Christian nation.
Right.
They may have been deists. I think a lot of people can be deists. A Buddhist is a deist, for God's sake. A Hindu is a deist. But when I hear people talk about it, and it's always on the Christian right, that this is a Christian nation, I can't believe that, A, they are that misinformed, and, B, that they're willing to misinform other people. But that's usually the way
I think they are that misinformed.
I think
they really
so.
Do. I mean, they probably went to a fundamentalist Christian school. And, like I said, even in the public schools, that part of that unfortunate part of our history is left out. The most history books go right from the Puritans to 1776.
That's right.
150 years in between.
I know. Tom, thanks. I appreciate you checking in, pal. You have a nice evening. Bill is calling from Kentucky. Bill, welcome to the program.
Yeah, welcome back from the air.
Thank you, sir.
Anyway, I just found out on the Internet that the death toll is now 1,075 in Iraq.
Oh, that's what, Americans?
Yeah.
Or is that coalition forces?
Coalition forces. Yeah.
Yeah. I think we are still, and this is bloody and a miserable statement.
Oh,
I think we are under 1,000, but it's going to happen soon.
Oh yeah.
The 1,000th American is going to die for George Bush and Dick Cheney.
Yeah. I'm glad to have you back on the air. Molly's a beautiful child.
Thank you.
And congratulations to you and Kathy.
Well, thank you very much. Bill, I'm glad you're out there.
Oh, I'm glad I'm still here. I bought a house since you were off the air, bought a house and no longer living in an apartment.
Oh, good for you.
Yeah.
Good for you. Now,
I'll call you again.
Thank you, sir. Now, if I just get you out of Kentucky. No, I'm just kidding. Thanks, Bill. You have a nice evening. Appreciate it. Michael is calling from Sacramento. Michael, welcome to the program.
Hey, Mike. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine, sir. How are you?
All right. Well, one thing I wanted to talk about was how these religious conservatives, so-called, you might call them compassionate fascists, but one thing, before Air America went on the radio in our fair city of Sacramento, I was listening to a program on Radio Netherlands. It's on shortwave, and they had a program called the Amsterdam Forum, and the topic 1 week was called Abstinence in the Modern World. And they had some of these some of these guys on there are justifying to a Dutch radio audience what they were doing in America, trying to get people to abstain from sex, especially teenagers. Mm-hmm. And they had a guy named Mr. Brummel from the Dutch Society for Sexual Reform on the radio just ripped into them. Basically, pointed out that problems such as teen pregnancies and abortion were much higher in the United States than they were in the Netherlands. And because people don't talk about sex here.
Right. Right.
And they have really good sex education in the Netherlands. So,
right. So if you want less abortions, and we've talked about this a million times, if you want less abortions, instead of passing suppressive laws that will be violated by rich people who will always get abortions, then sexually educate our children. Right. That's
you
exactly.
The politicians' kids are going to fly to Canada when they finally ban abortion, which I doubt they'll ever do in this country because there'll be such an uproar. And they'll have no dead horse to flog anymore.
That's true. Michael, I have to leave it there, pal. Here comes a break. Thanks for checking in. I hope you call again. Quick break here, folks. We'll be back. This is Air America Radio. Am I watching?
Until recently, men have had only two options to improve their performance in the bedroom. Take a prescription drug that works quickly but only lasts for a few hours, or take a natural supplement that can take up to 4 weeks to work. But now there's a new option. In a recent medically supervised anecdotal study, over 96% of the participants who took Proton Extreme reported an increase in libido and erectile strength. Each participant was given a one-week supply. Some of the younger men had a response in just a few hours, others in just a few days. Regardless of your age, if you want to boost your libido quickly and naturally, then take the Proton test yourself. Results are guaranteed. Call now for your risk-free supply. 1-800-882-7408. That's 1-800-882-7408. 9 out of 10 men have success with Proton. Now it's your turn. Call 1-800-882-7408. Again, 1-800-882-7408.
Head driving to Valero. Gotta fill her up fast. I fill my tank to the brim with performance gas. Head driving to Valero. Turn for the better. You're driving to Valero for all the room you need.
Get more room for your buck. Valero. Value, variety, room.
Hey, today's the day. Don't miss another moment to talk to your doctor about Cialis. Because Cialis is here. Find out today if a free sample of prescription Cialis Tadalafil is right for you. You can learn more about Cialis by visiting www.cialis.com or by calling 1-877-4-CIALIS. Cialis is here. Are you ready?
Charles Schwab, founder and chairman of the Charles Schwab Corporation.
One of the key ingredients for our success at Schwab is making sure we always have great service in combination with low prices.
With trades as low as $9.95, Schwab's new Trades for Less has lowered the cost of online equity trades.
That's why you come to a firm like Schwab, to get a better opportunity to diversify, a better opportunity to get the best possible deal when it comes to investing. That's what everyone is looking for, and that's what Schwab provides.
Schwab offers online equity trades as low as $9.95, plus advice, industry-leading equity research, and unparalleled service. Call 1-800-7-SCHWAB or stop by your local branch today.
$9.95 rate requires enrollment in Schwab Trader CT or at least $1 million in household assets. Other trading discounts subject to eligibility requirements. Some benefits, including advice and certain equity research, available for a fee only through one or more Schwab Personal Choice or other fee-based services. New trading commissions effective 6/21/04. Charles Schwab & Co., Inc., member SIPC and NYSE.
The Business Trip by Super 8 Motels.
Somewhere between the last meeting and home, between four drive-thrus and the blob of ketchup on your favorite tie, between 60 dead bugs on your windshield and a wiper blade gone awry. Somewhere between where you are and where you're going, there's a Super 8. See you along the way.
This summer, kids eat free at Denny's when you stay at Super 8. See Super8.com for details.
All Super 8 motels are individually owned and operated.
The Food and Drug Administration, you think they're looking out for your health? Well, think again. These days, the FDA is doing what everyone in the Bush administration does, and that's look out for the corporate fat cats. I'm Mike Papantonio, and I hope you'll join me and Bobby Kennedy this Saturday on Ring of Fire. We'll look at a new FDA policy that says when you're hurt by a drug or a medical device, you can't even sue the company. We'll also examine the pathetic state of TV news right here on Ring of Fire this Saturday on Air America Radio.
I pray a lot for families who've lost a life. I went to Walter Reed, was struck by the braveness of our soldiers, and prayed for them and their family.
Yeah, that's great, Meathead. The braveness of our soldiers? Oh, that's good, yeah. Instead of praying for them, why don't you end your murderous policies where it concerns Iraq and let these American men and women come home? Never mind. All right, I know I know everybody's tuned in to what Kerry said today. When he was in Boston addressing the Firefighters Union, his statements about Bush relying on front groups to challenge Kerry's record of valor in Vietnam. Kerry said he wants them to do his dirty work. I want you to, in case you didn't hear it, let's listen to some of these very quickly. I think we have three of them here. And finally, Kerry, I guess after talking to his advisors, realized that these swift boat punk-ass thugs for lies and distortions are not going to let up, and Bush is not going to disavow this group the way Kerry disavowed MoveOn.org. I mean, even if it's just pro forma, you know, Bush is raising his middle finger and saying, no, a coward deserter like George W. Bush will not disavow an ad by a bunch of obviously PTSD thugs left over from the Vietnam conflict who are going after John Kerry. A coward deserter won't disavow this ad. Anyway, finally, Kerry takes the offensive about these claims.
Over the last week, a group called Swift Boat Veterans for Truth has been attacking me. Of course, this group isn't interested in the truth. They're not telling the truth. They didn't even exist until I won the nomination for president. But here's what you really need to know about them. They're funded by hundreds of thousands of dollars from a Republican contributor out of Texas. They're a front for the Bush campaign. And the fact that the president won't denounce what they're up to tells you everything that you need to know. He wants them to do his dirty work.
And the reason for that, Senator, is because George Bush, like every single bully ever created as a spawn of Satan, is at heart a coward. Now here, Kerry describes his documented, decorated service in stark contrast to the deserter who sits in the White House. How dare Bush's crew of chicken hawk thuglets accuse yet another honest-to-God veteran of being unpatriotic and less than honest.
30 years ago, official Navy reports and every person there documented my service in Vietnam and awarded me the Silver Star, the Bronze Star, and 3 Purple Hearts. 30 years ago, this was the plain truth. It still is. And I still carry the shrapnel in my leg from a wound in Vietnam.
Look, Kathy, tomorrow there will be a Shrapnel Carriers for Truth organization founded who will say, no, he doesn't. He doesn't have shrapnel in his leg. That's a splinter. And finally, using one of Bush's more offensive comments, Kerry issues a statement. I wish he'd managed to work in something about his tours of duty, his awards, his life-saving heroics, and hitting the trifecta. I'm talking about Bush, right? But here it is.
More than 30 years ago, I learned an important lesson. When you're under attack, The best thing to do is turn your boat into the attacker. And that's what I intend to do today. Of course, the president keeps telling people he would never question my service to our country. Instead, he watches as a Republican-funded attack group does just that. Well, if he wants to have a debate about our service in Vietnam, here is my answer. Bring it on.
Ooh. You can just see George Bush ducking under his bed, grabbing his teddy bear, screaming for Uncle Dick, right? What do I do, Uncle Dick? What I do? He's not playing fair, Uncle Dick. What do I do? He wants me to talk about Vietnam. I was in Vietnam. That's not fair, Uncle Dick. Make him stop, make him stop, make him stop, or I'll hold my breath, or I'll bomb some country. Make him stop. I'll choke on a pretzel. I'll kick the dog. I'll slap Laura. No, I won't slap Laura. She's, God. Marty emailed in, Mike, I've been on your show a couple of times in the past. I was a guy from Iowa who pushed the Bush AWOL story. I remember Marty. I was listening the other night when someone raised the question about Kerry's second tour in Vietnam. This is true. Kerry's first tour was on the USS Gridley, a frigate stationed off the coast of Vietnam to help in the recovery of pilots whose planes had been damaged. He served as an officer on the Gridley until the Gridley went back for refitting. Marty. And then an excerpt from the Atlantic Online. Barbara said, this is John Kerry enlisted in the Navy February 66, months before he graduated from Yale. In December 67, Ensign Kerry was assigned to the guided missile frigate USS Gridley. After five months of service in the Pacific with a brief stop in Nam, he returned to the United States, underwent training to command a swift boat. In June of 68, Kerry was promoted to the rank of Lieutenant JG. By the end of the year, he was back in Vietnam, where he commanded over time two swift boats. He received the Purple Heart three times for wounds suffered in action, Bronze Star in the Navy, Silver Star for gallantry in action. Kerry was discharged from the Navy in January 70, soon became one of the most prominent spokesmen of the anti-war movement. I have nothing but the deepest respect for someone who has seen combat and realizes how futile it really is, especially now, especially now. I is there any doubt that you would feel safer? I know I damn sure would, with Kerry in the Oval Office instead of Bush. I said several months back on the program I used to do that as long as we have wars, as long as we have armies, as long as we have men and women in uniform, and I'm sorry to have to say this, but I don't think anybody should be president of the United States unless they have served in the military and preferably in combat, because those people understand, for the most part, the horrors of it. Unless they are some misguided psychopath like General, what's-his-name, who says he saw Boykin, whatever, he saw the devil over Mogadishu. I mean, somebody like that you need to put to sleep very quickly. You know, just take him out and back and say, here, suck on this tube for a few minutes. Good, good man. Okay, he's gone. Bury him. We just raptured that freak. But I do believe that anybody in these times who aspires to the White House has got to be somebody at least who is not a deserter. At least someone who didn't go AWOL, at least someone who didn't score in the 25th percentile for a pilot's commission and wind up flying, for God's sake. John is calling from Ferndale, Washington. John, welcome to the program.
Hi, Mike. You and Al Franken and Randy Rhodes, you're like my trifecta of truth out here.
Oh, thanks, John.
You know, I unfortunately had to take off my Kerry Edwards sticker on my car. The tires got slashed in the parking lot, you know, and just a bunch of conservative freaks out here.
Yeah.
But, you know, some of the stuff that you're talking about Bush, and I'm glad you're raising the point because I've thought it for years. It's a whole self-fulfilling prophecy with the Armageddon story. They're so fixated on it. You know, they're tired. They want Jesus to come back already.
Yeah. You know, this world is a wicked, wicked place, and they just can't stand it. You know, there's all these liberals and all these people that are other colors. And, you know, and I really feel like they feel that they're up against the wall and they want it over with already. If they would, just like you said, rapture themselves out on an individual basis, fine. But they want to take the rest of us with them. And it's by any means necessary.
I know.
Because it's God's will. And they really believe that. That is why this election is so important. Because these people really, down to their core, believe. They have dreams and nightmares about it. You know, this is all true to them. They don't believe in evolution. They don't believe, the truth about anything. They're not willing to listen to anyone who, you know, you and me, Mike, to them, anybody who listens to Air America Radio, we don't matter. We're going to hell anyway.
Right.
Why should we be listened to?
Well, there's
burn in the eternal fires anyway.
One
so
thing.
We don't, our opinions don't matter because we don't matter because our mortal souls are already damned.
That's true. Let me get a word in.
Okay. You betcha.
I've said before, I hate cowards, I hate sneaks, but there's also, there's nothing that upsets my stomach more than this hypocritical self-righteousness that certain religious people seem to adopt. The self-righteous attitude, my understanding of Jesus Christ from my studies of the Christian faith is if he was not something, it was not self-righous. And unless self-righteous means saying, you know, I'm the son of God, but I don't even know that he said that. Anyway, I get your point, and it's well taken.
Yeah.
All
carry
right.
On the fight, my friend.
Thanks, John. Thanks for checking in. I appreciate your call. Let me see here. Garth is calling from Oregon. Garth, welcome to the program. Hey, Garth. All right, let's put Garth on hold. We'll come back to him in a second. Brendan is calling from Woodstock, Georgia. Brendan, welcome to the program.
Hey, Mike. Thanks for putting me on the air.
Sure, Brendan.
I heard you were talking about religion and stuff, and I'm a Catholic, and some of the bishops lately have practically endorsed George Bush with their denial of communion to carry, and I didn't hear you discussing that.
Yeah, we talked about it the other night, because if these fake, phony, anti-Christ, anti-Christianity bishops want to start denying communion to people who support choice where it concerns abortion, why not deny it to George Pataki, the governor of New York, who is a pro-choice Republican? Why not deny it to Arnold Schwarzenegger, who is a pro-choice governor of California? You're absolutely right. The reason they're trying to deny John Kerry is because he's a Democrat.
Exactly, exactly. And even the Archbishop of Georgia here has done it recently.
I know. Isn't he a piece of work? Hey, Brendan,
let
me put you on hold a second. We have to take a quick break. We'll come back to you. By the way, Brendan, maybe not too much longer where you'll be able to hear this program on radio here in the Atlanta area. Wouldn't that be nice? Hold on, Brendan. We'll be right back. This is Air America Radio.
Love me, and kind of all I want to do is satisfy my Lord and be the bestest Christian boy. In all the whole wide world, I'll be a cowboy, a Christian cowboy. I'll work for Jesus all my day.
The folks from off zipped me into this tent filled with 10,000 hungry mosquitoes and biting flies, but they're not biting me. That's because I've got the proven DEET protection of Off Deep Woods. Off Deep Woods is like a shield against hungry, biting mosquitoes, including those that may carry West Nile virus. For the worst bug situations, you want the best protection you can get, and you just can't beat the DEET in Off Deep Woods.
S.E. Johnson, a family company.
The handshake. It means pleasure to meet you, or good seeing you again. But it can also say, hey, hand me some salmonella. Don't let germs halt your handshakes. Use Purell Instant Hand Sanitizer and kill 99.9% of most common germs that may make you sick. The CDC says eliminating germs on hands helps stop the spread of infection. So shake hands, but use Purell, because without it, Bob, meet Becky, is more like E. coli meets Streptococcus. Purell, powerful protection against germs.
Honey, come on. Time to get up.
What?
People will be here soon.
Oh, all right. I'm going to take a shower. Who are you?
Hi, we're here for the open house. The sign says for sale by owner. That is you, right? Nice sink.
Thank you.
Not working with a Century 21 agent? Only Century 21 agents offer the Century 21 Service Pledge. Just one of the ways to help reduce the stress of selling real estate. Century21.com. Real estate for your world.
The Century 21 Pledge is offered by participating offices. Each office is independently owned and operated.
All right. Everybody knows that safety belts save lives. Blah, blah, blah. We've been hearing that for years. I'm just letting you know that your safety belt can save you a whole lot of hassle, too. Because from coast to coast, cops are cracking down. They've got this enforcement effort. Click it or ticket. Pretty simple. You buckle up or you get a ticket. Consider this a friendly warning, because guess what? Cops won't be giving warnings. Remember, click it or ticket.
Did you know that on average, a woman with a college degree makes less than a man who drops out of high school? Hi, this is Sheryl Crow, and I'm a feminist because I believe in radical concepts like equal pay for equal work and equality in general. So why is it that women are 51% of the population, yet only 14% of Congress? Why do most health plans cover Viagra, but not birth control? And more importantly, how do we fix that? Well, first, you register to vote. Go to feminist.org to register online. That's feminist.org. Then forward the link to all your girlfriends and be sure to vote November 2nd. Remember, women are 51% of the population, so when we vote, we have the power to change the world.
Sponsored by the Feminist Majority Foundation, a 501c3 organization that does not oppose, support, or otherwise endorse any candidate for public office.
So by now you know that XM Satellite Radio has over 120 channels of 100% commercial-free music, plus news, sports, and talk this year. But do you know about the Delphi XM Rode 2, the smallest and lightest satellite radio ever? It even has a stock ticker that you can customize with up to 20 of your favorite stocks, and a built-in wireless audio adapter so you can easily listen to it through any car or home stereo. All for less than $130. XM Satellite Radio. Required $9.99 monthly subscription and hardware sold separately. Activation fee applies.
When allergies come with sinus pain, my Claritin just doesn't have it.
My Benadryl doesn't have it either.
Even my prescription allergy medicines don't have it.
Only Advil Allergy Sinus has it. It's the first and only allergy medicine with the pain-relieving power of Advil. So you get allergy relief plus advanced medicine for sinus pain. That's two-way relief.
Now I know what all the others are missing. Advil for my sinus pain.
Advil Allergy Sinus. Don't just stop allergies that hurt.
About 10 minutes before the hour, before we ran out of time. Thanks to Tim Einenkal, who answered your calls tonight in New York. Also, Colin Tipton and Jason Isaac for Twisting the Dials in New York, producing the show up there. Catherine Bay produces here in Atlanta. And thanks to Ben Birch of the WhiteRoseSociety.org. Check it out, check it out. That's where the programs are archived. Chris in Minnesota is our senior correspondent. Thanks to Mark Marshall at MaximumInteractive.com and everybody else. Okay, where are we, Kathy? Back to Brendan in Woodstock, Georgia. Brendan, go ahead. Thanks for holding on.
Sure, Mike. I just felt the need to vent. I mean, it's really sickening what those bishops are doing, really.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
They're just concentrating on a single issue to try to divide us and try to throw Catholics in favor of Bush, who are, you know, about 60-40 Democrat anyway.
Right.
I really think it's probably going to make more Democrats go for Kerry, or Catholics rather, for Kerry, because I really think it just makes them sick. That they would try to do this.
It is terrible. You know, I appreciate the fact that you're Catholic. I kind of am intrigued by the statement attributed to, I don't know, maybe Cardinal Richelieu, but the statement that said, give me a child till he's five, I'll give you a Catholic for life. And if that is true, then for these bishops, like this whorish Jerry Falwell and this prostitute Pat Robertson, I up until this year, I thought the Catholics, you know, they had their own problems going. They had their own religion going. They would stay away from the psychopaths in Protestantism. But when I heard the bishops come out with this, and wasn't originally somebody, was it in Missouri or
St. Louis, I believe.
Yeah.
Bishop Burke, I think, was the one that did it.
Yeah, who first started this. Mm-hmm. And the audacity to say to Catholics, I am going to deny communion. You know, one of the sacraments of the church being denied to people who say government should stay the hell out of a decision that should be up to a woman, the man who helped get her pregnant, her physician, and her concept of ethics or morality. The arrogance of that statement is gagging.
Yeah, yeah, I'm pro-choice myself, which I know is a departure from the church, but even if I wasn't, I just couldn't see myself supporting this decision, really.
I hear you. Brendan, thanks for checking in, pal.
Hey, no problem. Thanks for taking my call.
All right, sir, I appreciate it. Mark is calling from Miami. Mark, welcome to the program.
How you doing, Mike? I appreciate you taking my call.
Absolutely.
As I told the person on the phone, I'm a police officer and a Democrat, and I listened a few shows back, but I couldn't get in on the phone calls about the people that are going to, march and go up into New York and try to disrupt the convention. And what I'd like to point out, you ended a show, you were talking about how the police have become a lot more militaristic. We've got more equipment. We've got different kinds of firearms.
Right.
And, I'd like to point out also that, and I'm a 25-year veteran, the police departments have changed, too. Years ago when they had the convention in Chicago, police officers and police forces weren't a dichotomy of the community. They are now. There's females, there's black females, there's Hispanic females. We have gays, we have Jews, which I am. It's a microcosm of the community where almost all of us are union members,
mm-hmm.
and a lot of us believe in what the protesters are protesting.
Mm-hmm.
We have families. We want to go back to our kids. We're doing our jobs. And, down here in Miami, I know hundreds of officers that are over on the west coast of Florida now. They're not getting paid. They went over there. They've taken their equipment. They're going over there to help people,
Okay, Mark, if I may, I understand what you're saying. Let me interrupt. I am not anti-police. I have police officers in my family, too. I have my father's brother. It was an elected position, but he was deputy sheriff of Hancock County in Findlay, which is Findlay, Ohio, for probably 40 years. I understand the policing thing. I have no problem whatsoever. When I'm in trouble...
I don't think you are. I want to get the message out to the people that are listening to your program that are going to go up there and they're going to protest. There's ways to protest, and there's ways to protest right and get your point across.
I think most people who are going to go to New York City want to do just that, to make a protest with their bodies, with their voices, with their presence, that they do not approve of this Bush administration. I am not anti-police, never have been. The statements I made the other night, when you have a militarized police force where you have overwhelming force, I'd like to know when was the last time we saw a group of demonstrators armed to the teeth to the extent that any police force in the United States had to protect themselves with automatic weapons, body armor, Kevlar vests, helmets, ankle shin protectors, weapons, batons.
Can I address that?
Absolutely.
What happens is, and I'll give you a prime example of what happened down here in Miami when we had the FTAA conference.
Right.
Months prior to the FTAA conference, there were all kinds of websites set up and talking about what they were going to do to police officers using wrist rockets with lag bolts with all types of different weapons. So what happens is not the police officers, but the administrations look at that and they say, well, we can't have police officers getting hurt. So we get pounds of equipment, different types of things. They send us in for different training. And unfortunately, there are a group of protesters that resort to violence, and they use weapons, and then what they do is they blanket all the police officers and all these things. Okay, when I first started police work years ago, you had police officers standing out there in their shirts, and people were protesting, and they protest. And through the years, I don't know what happened, but, with Martin Luther King was there, the violence was on the police side. It has now kind of gotten to where the protesters have become very, very violent.
Mark,
not all of them, not all of them at all.
Mark, let me interrupt, because I would love to continue this dialogue with you, and I mean that sincerely, but we are flat out of time. If you can call back in tomorrow or any night coming up next week, I'd prefer you call back in tomorrow, and let's talk about this, because a lot of people do respect police officers, do respect the concept of order, but, like some people have said, no peace, no justice, no peace, and I think that needs to be talked about, and I'd love to talk about it with you. So if you'll call back in and let people hear this dialogue, especially from the point of view of a cop, I would appreciate it. Would you do that?
Yeah, I sure will. I won't be able to do it tomorrow night. I'm working. I'm in the road now. I'm in my car, but I'll try to do it in two nights.
Any night, your convenience. It'll have to be Monday then, I guess. Any night, your convenience, call in, and you tell whoever answers the phone that you're Mark, the cop from Miami. They'll designate you that way, and I'll bump you up to the head of the line, and we'll talk about this before this convention begins. Fair enough?
I appreciate it.
All right. Thank you, sir.
You have a nice night. Thank you.
Okay, you too. And
good luck with your family and your new child.
Thank you. Watch your back. Take care, sir. Now, I'd love to talk with Mark. He understands it. I'm not a naive fool, and neither is Mark. You know, the street is the street. We understand that. There's ugly stuff out there. We'll talk about it, all right? Hey, thanks to everybody who tuned in tonight. Thank you for your calls. We'll pick this up tomorrow night, all right? Have a safe evening. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America Radio Network.
I think today, in particular, women have a tremendous amount that they're carrying around, men and women.
Wendy Light for the Doctor's Night Guard Dental Protector.
I own a flower shop. I have a lot on my plate. I grind my teeth very, very, very badly. I clench, I grind. The Doctor's Night Guard took care of that. You know, we have the weight of the world on our shoulders. We don't need the weight of the world in our mouths.
Relieve the nightly grind with the Doctor's Night Guard in the oral care section.
Bills, 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 paying my bills, adding, subtracting. Ooh, dividing.
Humdrum tasks can't get this woman down.
Water bill, cable bill, phone bill, fun. Oops. I forgot to carry the one.
Thanks to the afternoon lull-defying Harvest Bar. Real fruit and healthy energy from whole grains, fiber, protein, and vitamins. In 10 tempting flavors like decadent double chocolate and sweet cherry crunch.
Write the check, put it in the envelope, lick it, flip, add a stamp.
Harvest Bar from Power Bar. Fight the lull. Be great.
You're listening to 1190 WLIB New York, the home of Air America Radio.
Air America Radio News, I'm Terry Sheridan. Radical Shiite cleric Muqtada al-Sadr remains holed up in an Islamic holy shrine in Najaf, despite threats of military action from the Iraqi government. Sadr's defiance is a reversal from yesterday, when he said he would agree to get his supporters to lay down their weapons and leave the mosque, where he's been holed up for 2 weeks. Democratic presidential candidate John Kerry is staunchly defending his war record in Vietnam by accusing President Bush of allowing a Republican-funded attack group to, quote, do his dirty work. Kerry spoke to a group of firefighters in Boston today, saying that if the president wants to have a debate about his service record in Vietnam, quote, bring it on. A Bush spokesman responded by saying the president would never raise questions about Kerry's military service. White House spokesman Scott McClellan says President Bush denounces all unregulated political ads from what he calls shadowy groups. At a news briefing near the Bush Ranch in Crawford, Texas, McClellan says other shadowy groups have made a lot of false claims about the president.
Senator Kerry is the one who has given his tacit approval to this kind of unregulated soft money activity by shadowy groups. He can join us in condemning all of this activity and calling for an end to it, and then we can move on to really focus on what this campaign should be about.
McClellan noted that the president has asked Senator Kerry to join him in denouncing all unregulated, privately funded attack ads. Georgia Democratic Senator Zell Miller will deliver the keynote address at the Republican National Convention the night before President Bush accepts his party's nomination at Madison Square Garden.